you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Why is that?
Because you
stuck them high and I let them fly. I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap.
They can't compete against you, Crazy Gideon.
They cannot. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm crazy.
That's right.
And if you don't hunt for me, you're crazy.
That's right.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, this is worse than being Kevin Federline's magic mirror.
Magic mirror, how can I look like a douchebag today?
Well, Kevin, I would say, first of all, don't shave or shower.
Okay, I won't.
And you just got out of bed, right?
Yeah.
I would say just go ahead and wear that tank top all day.
Okay.
All right, so we cover the hygiene, no collared shirts. Oh, and don't forget to walk around with an undeserved sense of accomplishment.
And now...
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, check. Hello, hey, right. Sounds great.
Okay.
Blah. Check, 1, 2, check, hello, 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 check, 1, 2. Hey, 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 here we go. Check, 1, 2, hey, 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 there we go, all right, good sound, good sound.
Our feature presentation.
All right, good sound, good sound.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody, it's the Kevin and Bean Show, it's 5:31, and it is Monday, the 26th of March, kapow, pow. Come on.
Tell me this show doesn't have to be over.
What's wrong with you?
Did you just get back from vacation or something?
This week won't end. Don't forget.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday.
Dude.
Bye-bye.
It's Monday morning.
What? But
it's Monday.
But
it's first day of the
week. Yeah, we got 5 days.
Wow, that doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
And we're just getting back from vacation, so you should be kind of rested.
The time change must have screwed me up. I swear it feels like it's got to be at least the end of Thursday show, if not Friday.
No.
Okay.
So how many days was it before you left Kansas, realizing that it was no good?
See,
seriously.
I don't know. Why all the hate for Kansas, by the way?
I'm just saying seriously.
Well, it's not a hate. It's a lack of love.
Don't you think? It's a lack of love mixed with your enthusiasm.
Right, which now makes it hate.
Right.
But having said all that, I gave a long list of things that were worth seeing in Kansas. So it should have, your mind should have been changed before I even left, because I told you about all the stuff that was there. I mean,
you knew
I was going to go see the world's largest prairie dog and world's largest ball of twine and world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions, the world's largest things. I mean, you knew I had all of that on my plate.
Right.
So you had to figure at that point before I even left that Kansas was going to rule.
But see, I've seen that kind of stuff before, and it blows.
Are you saying it's crap, Kevin?
Yes, I'm saying I've seen the world's largest prairie dog. Probably not a prairie dog. Am I correct? Did we talk about that one?
It's not a prairie dog.
Not a prairie dog. Okay, so to me, I'm angry when I get there. I want to see the world's largest prairie dog, but it's not.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be a real prairie dog.
Well,
I
knew don't that- go! Why would you go?
Because sometimes you go to those things, like the world's largest buffalo, which I believe is in Jamestown, North Dakota. You go to those things and you're blown away by how big it is. I mean, like the world's largest buffalo is like a 4-story building. I mean, it blows you away.
Okay, that's fine because it's a buffalo. But when it's not, why? By the way, we went to the world's largest pecan.
Yes.
Which is not a pecan. It's cement. And Bean went back how many times? 2 or 3?
Well, I've been there 4 times
four
total.
Four times.
But,
why?
But one of them was to, well, if you're in the neighborhood, if you're nearby.
No! You know,
but if you're already in Austin, why not take a drive out to Seguin and see the world's largest pecan? And one time I went because I wanted to show Donna because she was with me and she had not seen it.
So. I think my answer to that would be because it's not a pecan. Yeah, that doesn't bother you?
No. Most of the world's largest are not really the thing. They're really reproductions of the thing.
Right. So so they're not the world's largest. They're just.
But they're the world's largest reproduction of a thing, is what they are.
Right, but how is that interesting?
Because it's bigger than all the other ones that have been made.
And that's in Austin?
No, it's in Seguin.
It's outside Austin. Either way, I mean, Austin's like the awesomest city.
Yeah, it is
it's
the
not
best.
Like you're in the middle of nowhere. There's plenty of other good stuff to do.
Bean doesn't go to awesome cities.
No, he does. See, that's the thing.
He avoids that.
Driven crazy by the things other people like.
Right.
I went, well, of course, we have a slideshow later. I mean, don't.
Well, we're not going to have time for that, unfortunately.
Well, of course we are.
I mean,
because I brought.
Pretty packed today.
I had everything
made up into slides.
Overnight.
Yeah. But I will tell you this now. I did. How many miles do you think I put on the rental car in the state of Kansas for the week that I was there?
In the state of Kansas for the week you were there, I'll bet you left after half a day. So I'm going to say 30.
2,279 miles is how much I drove in Kansas.
Oh, my God.
I saw a lot of Kansas.
You know why?
Nothing to see, right?
No place worth seeing or staying?
No, that's the
guy. Just keep driving, just keep hoping.
Well, the next thing's going to be cool, even though this
the opposite is true. There was so much to see. I had to have a schedule, man. I had to really, like, make a plan and know where I was going, because otherwise there was just no way I was going to get it all in.
What's the point of this story?
I'm just saying there's more cool stuff in Kansas than even I came across things. Like, I'd go to, you know, the President Eisenhower Museum and not even realize that the National Greyhound Hall of Fame was in the same city. I mean, that's the kind of bonus items that I came across.
Exciting story.
But then,
exactly.
Oh my God.
But then you go and you see the Greyhound Museum and then you go, hey, this blows.
Dude, the Greyhound Museum, first of all, was very impressive. Second of all, it's been there since the early 1970s. It gets tons of visitors. I mean, I was even surprised by how good the Greyhound Museum was.
People just think it's the bus station, and then when they realize it's a museum, they leave.
I can't go someplace. Oh, this is close.
Yeah.
Everything you ever wanted to know about greyhounds, they had the actual skeleton of a greyhound, so you could see what it looks like from the inside. They had, you know, video of famous races. They had all sorts of, you know, trophies and photos and pictures and everything about the breed. They had actual real life greyhounds that live there at the museum that are retired racers. I mean,
I thought he was talking about the buses.
Me too. I did too.
No, these are greyhound dogs. This is greyhound racing.
I don't want to see the skeleton of a dog.
If you want to know what a greyhound is like on the inside, I'm saying.
That's gross.
I can't believe you. Don't shut up.
I met a greyhound that won $600,000 in a race.
Some
greyhounds make over $1 million in a race.
You met a greyhound? Was it still alive?
Yeah. Yeah. He lives there at the museum.
Does he talk to you?
How sad is that?
He's a retired racer. Yeah.
And wait, there's some that make over $1 million, and you met one that made 600?
Well, he happened to be one of the ones.
That's a douche dog.
He happened to be one of the ones that was living at the museum. But
shut up, dude.
Well, I'm going to save the rest for the slideshow. But I'm telling you, Kansas was worth my money. And by the way, Kevin, you'll appreciate this. I was actually in Lawrence when Kansas was the second to the last game, when they advanced to the Elite Eight. I was actually
in
Lawrence.
How was it? Was it exciting to be there?
Yeah, I mean, it really was.
Were you cheering? Were you rooting for either team? Or
of course, I was rooting for Kansas because I was there. Okay. I was there with my peeps. You know,
did you make friends in the crowd? Say hi, go out for a beer afterwards? Or?
Well, no, I didn't. Let's not get crazy. But I'm just saying, it was.
You didn't go to the game, did you?
Well, the game was in San Jose, California, so no, I didn't go to the game.
Oh, but I see. But you were in Kansas while their team was playing.
You were walking down the street, going woo.
No, there was a big party at the hotel. Mm. At the hotel with everybody watching.
How was that? So, was that exciting?
I walked through that on my way to the room. But what I'm saying, the point is
you don't go to fun stuff. That's my point.
If it was fun,
you avoided it.
It was exciting to be there with so much on the line. And that was the game that got down to, you know, the last second that they ended up winning in the last second. So it was exciting.
Were you high-fiving everybody when that happened? Or
I didn't do that but no.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Let's do the slideshow right at 6. Let's go ahead and, like,
we're not
going to
have time with that. Unfortunately, we're so packed today. We're not going to have time for a slideshow of Kansas.
God, no.
By the way, this is the biggest, there it is. That's one of my problems with these kind of trips, is that you get all the way there after traveling all the way from Washington to Kansas, and then you drive 2,000 miles. And you get there, and you look at it, and you go, okay, I'm done. After like 2 seconds.
Not at all.
Done.
Not at all. Look, you can't even do the Barbed Wire Museum in an hour, okay? I mean, that's how much stuff is there.
Here's what I can do, though, because I've got the power of the brain. I can picture what that might look like and not go.
You don't know a thing about barbed wire until you've been to La Crosse, Kansas, my friend.
All that information will come in handy at some point.
All right, what about, assuming there's time for anything else besides the slideshow, what if we tried to squeeze like one other thing in today? What would it be?
I wish we were going to have time for the slideshow because
so much has happened. Yeah.
We have a K-Rock listener. I'm not even sure it's K-Rock listener. I don't know where we found this person, but he is looking for, I think he maybe wrote us an email. He's looking for somebody to go to a swingers weekend with him in Cancun. Apparently he was
Cabo, I think.
I think it's Cancun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lightning sent about four different things over the weekend.
Okay.
I think it's Cancun. But anyway,
keep us on our toes.
It doesn't really matter where it is. It matters that he had a date that he was going to the swingers weekend with, and now is empty. He's got nothing.
Okay.
So we're going to actually take listeners on the air and find a swinger for him.
This is all paid for, right?
I think so. I believe he's already paid for the trip, the whole deal. Yeah.
Awesome.
So you just be willing to, you know, go down there, swing. You got to be fat. You got to be ugly. Those are the two things. And so we're going to look for people today coming up on the show. Try and find the guy.
So there's a woman listening today who doesn't even know it yet, but she's on her way to Mexico to have sex with a stranger.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Many strangers.
Many, many strangers.
Probably. Potentially, yeah.
Including this fat guy. So that's what you need.
Do we know he's fat?
No, of course not.
Okay.
He's a swinger. Right? Also on today's show, we're going to talk about the Final Four, which, of course, is happening this weekend. UCLA is in it. Kansas, not.
No.
Not so much in it. Ohio State. Who else?
Florida.
Florida, yes.
I know this because you told me to pick someone, and I picked Florida because someone told me Florida was good.
And Georgetown, right. So there you go. That's this weekend.
I'm still in it.
We're going to talk to our former sports guy, Money, about that.
Okay.
USC, by the way, was playing great the first half of their game. They were dominating the other team, and then they lost.
And then not so much.
Also on today's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to tell you about, are we supposed to talk about the prize with the thing, with the deal, with the band, with the...
Or do we wait?
Concert? With
I think we make that announcement at 7:20, unless Psycho Mike can tell us that they talked about it all weekend long. I don't know.
Psycho Mike wasn't in L.A. all weekend.
Excellent. So. Good work. Okay. All right.
So we'll save it for now.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Oh, good.
I believe today is the day they're going to find out what killed Anna Nicole Smith. So this will start another round of 70 stories on The Insider and on Access Hollywood.
Oh, I hope they do interviews with people.
really long
interviews. Yeah, that'd be great.
So we're going to talk to Harvey about that and get that out of our system. Federlisi.
Yes?
On the show today. I don't know if you've seen his latest money-making scheme.
Yeah, I haven't gone to this. What? I don't understand how a person can have a search engine. I don't even get that.
I don't either.
How can a stupid person have a search engine?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably he just lent his name to somebody, but basically you go to search the internet through this site, and it's like a Google, you know, but you could win valuable KFed prizes.
Oh, I see. So that's the advantage to going there is you can win stuff. You can't win stuff from Google.
KFed prizes.
Yes.
Yes.
Valuable KFed prizes has never been said together, those three words. also on today's show, we're going to finally get to who would Lisa rather F.
Yay.
That's been put off too long. We need to get to it.
I know.
Because she's desperate to have sex with somebody.
So. You know what? Tomorrow, get in the G-shot.
Is that tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow's the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And then Lisa's really going to ask.
No kidding.
Hey.
Yeah, no kidding.
I may not come back.
What if something goes wrong? Maybe you should really live it up today just in case.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. You know? In case the dire prediction that my whole from the waist down, I'm just going to go numb
You'll
for life.
You'll be numb for the rest of your life.
Hey, do they? You know how they always have restrictions of things you're not supposed to do before a surgery?
Sure.
Do you have any kind of rules about not having sex before the thing?
No,
tomorrow?
I haven't heard anything like that.
You better work it hard, sister. You know? Really give it a good workout.
All right, I got to reschedule my week.
Tell me the K-Rock microphones are going to be there.
Yes.
Tell me Alex is coming with a microphone. Okay, fantastic.
With a microphone.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So we get to all that. Plus, we got the showbiz beat coming up next.
So how was the Ralph Garman and Psycho Mike show last week? That's what I want to know because I bet you guys were so happy. You probably felt like the masses had thrown the yokes off, man, and you were out there running free, right?
Dude, the business lines were blowing up.
They were.
People loved it.
I bet they did. I bet Ralph especially, who's on vacation this week, and we'll take a look at the showbiz beat right now on K-Rock. I bet he was so happy to be the boss.
Yeah, probably true.
I just stayed out of his way as much as I could, interjected, you know, kind of punctuated his conversation with a couple little comments here and there, and he was loving it, motoring through his showbiz.
All right, time for the showbiz beat, taking a look at the big stories in entertainment. Anna Nicole Smith, the big announcement today. What killed her? Her toxicology.
Is this the toxicology? Okay.
Yep. What could it possibly have been?
I thought they said originally that she had nothing in her system.
That's what I thought, too. But then today they're making a big announcement.
Huh. Yeah. Was it pneumonia thrown around?
Yeah. There were no drugs. It was just pneumonia first.
No illegal drugs or no drugs of any kind, including prescription?
I thought no drugs.
Maybe it was just...
She was on a bunch of stuff. She had a bunch of prescriptions of things that... She had bottles for, so I...
My sources tell me that it's mainly two things, Xanax and a mixture of methane and Drano. That's what I hear. So we're going to hear today
whether that's true or not.
Tasty. I can understand why she'd have trouble staying away from that combination.
Apparently, she was huffing Drano, and that's ugly.
Wow.
I don't want to see that really anyway. I don't know. Sorry.
We will we'll bring the announcement to you when it happens. And, of course, also we're talking to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, who will no doubt know something about it that they don't announce.
Plus he'll be able to tell us if this actually happened.
Hi, I'm Anna Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the World. Diana.
No, I believe that's confirmed.
That is okay.
You know, I remember a few weeks ago, I can't remember what the movie was. I was at the theater, and I saw a trailer for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You probably had this same experience. You saw the trailer, and you thought, well, how did that come back? Wasn't the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, wasn't that early 90s? Does that sound right?
I think at the latest it was early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the latest, right, maybe late 80s. And it was a phenomenon. I mean, it was huge. It was one of those things that I guess like little kids were into, or 10-year-olds or something like that. And it was just huge. It's one of those things that we heard about that you know, sold like $1 billion worth of merchandise. And we were like, what is this? And then it went away. And you thought, well, thank God. I mean, like New Kids on the Block, now that's in our past. We don't ever have to worry about that again.
Wrong.
Well, wrong is right, because they made a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And I don't know how they knew that there would still be an audience out there. But ladies and gentlemen, the number one film in America is the freaking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with $25.5 million at the box office over the weekend.
And lightning went.
Of course.
I went too.
You went too.
Yeah.
No.
Was it good?
The Please. Very first show, Friday morning at like 11 a.m., I took my nephew to see it, and it's awesome.
Is it good? Is it like one of those Spider-Man type where they bring it to life, or is it
just
kids
they really
stuff?
Do. I mean, it's all animation. It's not not acted. Yeah, it's animated.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
But, I mean, the story's actually pretty adult and detailed. And
I hear it's a darker turtle.
It's very dark.
It has a darker turtle.
No, I mean, it really is. The story deals a lot with like ancient warrior code.
So they're black?
Not that kind of darker. Oh,
okay. By the way, Darker Turtles is opening Coachella.
No, they're very good. I hear they're very good. But, I mean, thank God they don't come to me for these decisions, but if they had come to me, you know, like 2 years ago when they were probably putting this movie together and said, hey, what do you guys think about trying to relaunch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I thought was lucky to be hit the first time around, I would have said, you've got to be kidding me.
But it was huge.
It was huge. I know it was.
It was way big.
But, I mean, is there going to be a Pac-Man movie now? I mean, Pac-Man was huge. Why not, right? Bring it back.
We could only hope.
In a perfect world. Anyway, that was number one at the box office over the weekend. 300 continues its amazing run. It made over $20 million. It was number two at the box office. Shooter, the Mark Wahlberg, which is getting very so-so reviews.
That's my kind of movie, and I went to see it.
And
it was okay, but considering that that's my kind of movie, that's not a good. Well, see, here's the thing: They come to him, Mark Wahlberg, and they say, "Hey, we've uncovered a plot to shoot the president, but it's going to be done from a mile away."
Right.
What kind of plot is that? Who plots that way? Because no, you can't shoot a mile away. There's like three people that could make that shot. You got to take the wind and the heat,
right,
and everything into it.
But isn't that why they come to him? Because he's one of them that could. So they figure he'll know where to look for
the
guy.
That's what they say. So he goes and he helps them figure out where this shooter might be, and then they turn and frame him for it. They shoot, you know, not the president, but the guy standing next to him, and they frame him and they shoot him, and then he's on the run. It's dumb.
But doesn't he bring the game to them?
He does. I mean, it's one of those movies that has been made 100 times.
Didn't he not start it, but now he's going to finish it?
He is going to finish. You can be sure of that. Yeah, it was. It wasn't very good.
Oh. It's not good.
No.
Wild Hogs was number four. Again, another monster hit. And by the way, one of the things I learned, you know, every week we come in here and we go, who are all these people going to see? And then fill in the blank, whatever the movie is you can't imagine anyone going to see. I'm telling you that I drove through so many small towns in Kansas last week on vacation where they have a theater that has one or two screens.
Mm-hmm.
And the only movies you could go see are movies like The Wild Hogs and The Bridge to Terabithia. That's all they have, yeah. So maybe there's a lot of box office in places where they only book, like, the family, you know, the family movies, because that's the only theater in town. And you usually think about those places because we're so used to, you know, the luxury of a multiplex where you have your choice of going to see a bunch of different films. But that's not the case out in much of this great land of ours.
Poor bastards.
The last, Mimsy, was number five, new fantasy feature. I think that's a little under what they expected. Premonition, number six. The Hills Have Eyes 2, number 7, Rain Over Me 8. Anyone go to see that?
It
looks so annoying to me in the trailers for that.
Did it?
It looked fine to me. I look good.
But Pride, Kevin, your movie, number 9?
Yeah, didn't see that one.
Dead Silence, number 10.
Unfortunately. You know, 300 made almost $50 million overseas now. It's made almost $250 million already.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a gooder.
That's amazing. Let's talk about rap wars. This kills me because, you know, rappers have beefs with each other.
Sure.
And they get in fights. Sometimes you get shootouts. Sometimes somebody dies. Tupac, Biggie, you know, that kind of stuff. But this is pretty weak. I don't know if you've been following this, but 50 Cent and The Game have been kind of beefing.
Oh, yeah, for a long time, yeah.
Lately. And one of 50 Cent's people, G-Unit's Tony Yayo, apparently was arrested for slapping the son of Game's manager.
Okay.
All right, got it.
Apparently the son of Game's manager was wearing a t-shirt that was wrong for G-Unit, uh-huh. So Tony Yayo slapped the kid. That's right. What we're getting down to now.
They're not really that tough anymore.
It used to be
saying?
A hail of gunfire in Vegas and Tupac goes down. Now, this guy's slapping the manager's son that's 14 years old.
Oh.
I mean, come on. What kind of fight is that?
That's weak.
Yeah, if you're stealing a kid's lunch in the cafeteria, it's not really worthy of a rap war.
What's up with that? Step it up.
Those blacks.
Step up your game a bit. Stop
inappropriate. Yeah, that's no good. Here's a story. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to Angelina Jolie's latest kid, Pax, who I guess she made another deal with this kid, by the way, where she's selling the photos for millions of dollars for charity, which is cool. But remember when Madonna adopted her kid from Malawi and there was all that talk about how the father was pissed and the father might try to stop her? Well, apparently that's what's happening with Angelina Jolie's kid. Apparently, and check this out, by the way, check the background that this kid had. The News of the World, which is a British tabloid, so take it for what it's worth, says that the boy's mother is a poor, unmarried Vietnamese woman named Pham Thu Dung. First of all, you got to get out of there if your last name's Dung, right? The kid was abandoned. Little Pax was abandoned 2 days after he was born.
Yeah. Okay?
He weighed 4 pounds at birth because his mom was during pregnancy and continues to be a heroin addict.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Her parents say about their daughter who had this kid, she disappears for months on end. Just when you think you'll never see her again, she's back. But we only ever see her when she wants money. When she finds out that a rich movie star has adopted her baby, she's going to go after Angelina Jolie for money and she's going to make trouble for her. She may even try to take the child back. This is a bad deal because the best thing that ever happened to that little kid was Angelina Jolie thinking he was cute. You know what I mean? Getting him away from all of that.
No kidding. But, the prospect of, you know, breastfeeding. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no kidding. You know? Exactly. But I hope that's not going to be the case. I mean, I hope whatever paperwork they needed to process before she was able to take that kid out, they were able to do. Because it doesn't sound to me like this is the mom that really ought to be fighting to get the kid back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's sad.
Just, there should be a judge someplace that goes, nope, can't even fight for this.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, you and your heroin milk could go down the street.
Exactly. But that's a bad deal right
there. Heroin milk, by the way, also played Coachella. today's celebrity birthdays, there's a whole slew of them. If your birthday is today, we got R&B singer Diana Ross from back in the day. Big hair.
She was just on American Idol 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was she?
She was the musical guest and judge on American Idol, yeah. And Lisa, did you see any of it? She was surprisingly helpful and lucid in dealing with the kids. Like, she knew what she was talking about. Then she came out the next night and gave one of the worst performances in the history of American Idol. And I'm talking about including the kids.
What? Including the bad people?
Kidding.
She was
really
horrible. It was unwatchable. You couldn't believe that was Diana Ross.
Hey, I thought you were watching.
No, I'm on. Are you kidding
me? You're on. It's Ralph that's on.
It's Ralph who's been Ralph's watching.
Steven Tyler is 59 years old today. He's almost 60. Aerosmith's lead singer. That's his lips shocking. Are 4. James Iha, Smashing Pumpkins, 39. Hey. Kenny Chesney, a country singer, is 39.
He had the number one concert tour of last year. Sold more concert tickets than any other entertainer of any genre last year.
Kenny Chesney?
He sure did. Played stadiums all year long. Wow. Yeah.
Also used to be one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. A lot of people don't know that.
I
didn't know that either.
Talk show hostess Lisa Gibbons is 50.
She's dancing with the stars.
Good. And she's dancing with the stars right now, yeah.
Might I say for 50, that's pretty. That's at the top of her game, I would think.
Yeah.
But if you date her, you got to listen to The Coast, though, because she does all those commercials.
That is true. Martin Short, 57. Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, 76. Alan Arkin, 73.
That's the one that surprised me, by the way. Spock is 76 years old. My God.
It seems like he's been 76 my whole life.
Yeah, he does seem like he's been older.
I mean, I don't know what that is in Vulcan. I mean, it could be he's 20, you know, for us.
I don't think it works that way. James Caan is 68. Keira Knightley is a lovely 22. But the reason we celebrate today, the reason we get out of bed, is that hot piece of ass, former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh,
seriously. I got to get me some of that. And that's the showbiz beat. So we were going on vacation last week, and we missed the big Mel Gibson fallout because he's one of those people in the category of, we don't know what went on, but we're a little leery that there might be something underneath, some untapped anger or something. You know, OJ falls into that category. You wouldn't be surprised if something happened bad with him in the future.
I think he had his you know, he had his incident. And now he doesn't get any more freebies. Now he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt if there's trouble, I think is what you're saying.
Right,
Now you kind of look at him a little bit differently based on what you already know about him.
And most of us just have to guess. What was he? Is he really anti-Semitic, really? And then you just go, hopefully not. And but Bean's right. As soon as something else happens, although this seems like he was provoked quite a bit on the campus of Northridge, UC Northridge.
Mm-hmm.
But Ralph on Friday took a call from the newspaper editor from the campus. And she told him the story about exactly what went on with Mel Gibson talking about Apocalypto. Apparently, he showed the movie. They took questions. And there were some hecklers.
Yeah.
Not happy with the way that he portrayed the Mayans.
Okay.
Now, to me, that's a category of...
Don't care.
Oh, well.
Should have thought about that before your civilization became extinct. Sorry. We win.
But apparently, there was somebody getting in his face. Now, again, he's in that category of people I don't know I would antagonize. You know, I think I would
you
just...
You think you would?
No.
Just to see?
Well, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
You would.
Yeah, maybe just to see to be funny, but
right.
I don't think seriously... I mean, don't you see that and go, wow, this guy's a little nutty.
No, he's kind of crazy, yeah.
He's a little off his rocker. So Ralph took a call late in the show on Friday, and I thought we would we'd play you some highlights of it. This is him talking again to the newspaper editor who was at the actual scene when Mel started losing it.
I told you over an hour ago about Mel Gibson exploding in anger on the campus of Cal State Northridge last night. TMZ.com has been following the story as well. They've got some great photographs. But we are the only station with an eyewitness account of the event. I've got on the phone with me Lauren Rupson. Lauren is the editor-in-chief of the Daily Sundial, which is the newspaper there at Cal State Northridge. Lauren, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You were covering this event, and all hell broke loose, huh?
So the Daily Sundial is
right.
The name of the newspaper.
Yeah.
The Daily Sundial.
Right.
That's not their mascot, is it? They're not the Cal State Northridge Sundials, are they?
I don't think so.
That's just their newspaper name?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bad name.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, what was the event itself, Lauren? He was at a film class?
Yeah, it was a film class. They showed Apocalypto, and then he came in about an hour into it and answered questions afterward, and that's when the shit hit the fan.
That's kind of cool, by the way, for a film class to have somebody of that stature come in, show the movie, and take questions.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unless you're a Mayan sympathizer.
Now, an assistant professor, apparently, of Central American Studies at Northridge, she was the first one that sparked things off?
She basically said that he hadn't done his research. She listed a few authors that he should read, and he said, I know who those guys are. I read Diego something. He said he was an effing eyewitness lady.
Nice. So now you can see it's starting to bubble under.
Yep.
Freaking assistant professors. They need to keep their mouths shut about the Mayans.
And then a friend of hers started speaking, I think in Mayan, but I don't really know for sure.
So she's speaking in a foreign language. Everybody's
Mayan?
Like, okay, why are you doing this? Stop speaking in Mayan. Just because he made a movie about it doesn't mean everybody knows how to speak the language.
I think Mel Gibson hates the English language, though. He doesn't seem to be capable of making a movie in English.
That's crazy.
And people were yelling. They started turning off his mic. The guy was speaking. Mel asked for a translation because he said otherwise this is pointless.
Right.
And so they kept on turning up the microphone, and she said that in doing that, they're basically silencing Mayans, which is apparently what they've been doing for centuries.
Okay. So they turned off the guy's microphone because he was talking in Mayan, and they were claiming now that he's trying to silence the Mayan community. Because the guy was being an a-hole and talking in that language.
How big is the Mayan community?
I don't know.
Just that guy.
Just that dude, right? Yeah.
He's the last one. That's why he's so pissed.
You're silencing the entire... No, just you, a-hole. Because you're speaking in a foreign language that nobody understands.
Now, apparently, they were accusing him of racist depictions of the Mayan culture in his film Apocalypto, right?
Yeah, in terms of how they showed torture, that kind of thing.
They were saying that they weren't, they didn't have human sacrifices and that sort of thing, and that's what he depicted in his film.
Yeah, they said he didn't research it accurately.
And his response was apparently very volatile.
Yes, he said they used to cut people's hearts out. He said he didn't show that much of that. He said he looked at effing history and murals.
Right.
What?
Effing history and murals?
In murals? Wow, that's doing your research.
That's where I get my effing history.
I'm looking at some effing history murals.
He did his stuff, lady. I did my research. And the big part came when he said, I think you're an effing troublemaker, so F off.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's sweet right there. And I think she deserved it.
That was the big part, and then they escorted them out.
So security escorted the protesters out of the building?
Yeah, they did. And a couple people just left on their own.
Now, TMZ.com's reporting that Mel also yelled, make your own movie to them as they were leaving. Is that true?
And then he said, it's my story, and even if I made it up, it's my story.
Now, what happened after they left the room? Did Gibson continue with the Q&A session, or was that pretty much it?
He did, and then at the very end, he said, I want to apologize for being crude with the Mayan people. I wish I'd been a lot more gracious with them, but they just sort of ambush you. And I wasn't sure about the they just sort of ambush you. That sounded a little weird.
Well, maybe this isn't the first time he's been accused of these sort of things.
I don't think it is, yeah.
That's funny that he flew off the handle like that, though.
It really was. It was very interesting.
Well, great, Lauren. Well, you got a good scoop there at the Daily Sundial, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Well, good for you, and thanks for talking to us on K-Rock today.
Definitely. Thank you.
Bye, Lauren.
How can Ralph talk to her without asking about the name of the sundial?
Go Sundials. I don't see them in the Final Four this weekend, by and the way. No sundials.
That's true. And shouldn't you be able to make a movie about the Mayan people and not get protests? Seriously.
Who are the Mayans?
How small do you have to go? How back far in history do you have to go to not get criticized?
You do think that he went out of his way to find a civilization that's been extinct for like 2,000 years, right? And he'd be safe with that. But guy can't go to a car wash without some Mayan coming up and yelling at him.
Some a-hole speaking in Mayan. Hey, get out, bastard.
Last week while we were on vacation, maybe the biggest showbiz story of 2007 broke, and that is that Kevin Federline, ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears' ex-husband, has his own search engine. Now, celebrities do a lot of things for marketing and for publicity, and they put out a lot of products, and they put their names on a lot of stuff. I don't know that I've ever heard of a celebrity having his own search engine. I'm not even sure I completely understand what we're talking about here. How does this work?
I just naturally go to Google.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I guess there's
the most popular in the world. Yeah.
Ask.com. I think there's
Ask
Yahoo.
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Yeah.
Yeah.
MSN, Yahoo.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million search engines out there, and, but
they have a ton of dough behind them, too. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So now there's a K-Fed search engine. He actually has a search engine where you go and you search the internet through his site. And from what I understand, you get prizes.
So instead of, hey, I'm going to Google that, you say, hey,
yes.
I'm going to K-Fed that. And
yes.
then you go to his site and you just type in whatever it is you're looking for. And if you're a lucky search, you win a prize.
Because when you think of obtaining knowledge, you think of K-Fed.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Right? I mean, that's
first
what
person,
you're looking for.
Sure.
Well, we've got more questions than we can handle. So why not bring the man himself back onto the air of the Kevin and Bean Show? Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline joining us on K-Rock.
World Wide Web.
Federally, Kevin, good morning. How are you?
What's up, big boy? Jeff G, Luscious Liz. How are you popping?
No, it's Kevin Abid, actually.
I'm just playing honky bitch. What's up?
Well, we don't understand why you need to sponsor a search engine. What's this all about? What's the magic that we're missing here, K-Fed?
Because Google's for bitches.
Google's for bitches.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
It. This is why I'm hot.
This is why you're hot, okay. And that's why we're not.
Hot
okay,
because I'm fly.
So,
you ain't because you're not.
So what's the deal with the prizes, though, Kevin? I mean, apparently, like, if you're the lucky number whatever, you win K-Fed merchandise.
Look, I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Google may be for trick-ass bitches, but they got the market kind of cornered right now.
Right.
So I got to do what I got to do to get people to come over to my business. You know, I'm enterprising. You know what I'm saying? I'm enterprise. I'm resourceful.
Why would you start a search engine? How did you get hooked up with that idea in the beginning?
It seemed like the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, people always coming up to me on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. First of all, no, they're not. Second of all, go ahead.
And they're like, K-Fed, what do you think about this topic? How can I get more information on that topic?
No one's ever asked you that.
How can I be like you, K-Fed?
No one's ever said that.
Give me some information, K-Fed. I'm like, Jeeves. People come up to me, they ask me stuff.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So I figured, look, why not just make it on the World Wide Web? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like a website where I could be helping people 24/7. Word.
Okay, you're a little bit too excited about the search engine because this thing's not even going to exist in 2 weeks, I'm guaranteeing. But here's what I don't understand. If you're going to try something like this, don't you have to offer a big prize? Don't you bring people into the K-Fed search engine by somebody's going to win $1 million that searches for something on my site? You're giving away, like, T-shirts and photos. I mean, who care? Who's going to go for that?
Who needs $1 million when you've got a worn, used wife beater from K-Fizzle himself? Bitch.
I went to the site, which, by the way, has a fantastic address. It's searchwithkevin.protege.org.
Are you kidding me?
Not ideal.
Oh my
easy to remember.
God.
Man, this month's giveaways is a Kevin Federline autographed 8x10. Like anyone wants that.
What?
Playing with Fire autograph CD.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
got plenty of those stacked up in the garage. Done a lot of those.
Director's cut.
Sweepstake, it says. I don't know what that means. Birthday party sweepstakes entry. What is that where you, what do you do there?
Do you show up at a party or something?
Yeah, exactly. And I do balloon animals and stuff. It's awesome.
Kevin Federline.
Premium service.
Kevin Federline t-shirt. A ringtone.
Yes, I like what you've done here.
A ringtone.
Uh-huh. Keep it coming.
And Jay Bauer of California, M. Hadfield of California, M. Myers of Maryland, I'm not sure, and Jay Lee of California have all qualified for entry into the autograph sweepstakes.
Boom.
Which all is right.
You
exciting for them.
My autograph.
But that's a sweepstakes for that? You don't just give out one a day?
Yeah, dog. I'm so like a Ty Cobb baseball card, dog. You can't be just throwing those around like left and right.
So if they search enough through your bad search engine, then they might get chosen to go into a drawing for your autograph.
Yeah. I don't understand what you're so confused about, dog.
Well,
I mean, I'm giving away the premium stuff. You know
search?
I felt like, look, this is my new business venture. Why hold back? I don't want to give the rinky-dink prizes. I want the real deal, dog.
But no one bought your CD, Kevin. Doesn't that tell you a little something about the interest in it?
Well, touche.
Okay. All right. One more question, and then I understand you dropped off another song. I don't know if it has to do with your search engine or not, but we'll get to that.
Oh, that would be good.
You have, there's a picture of you at the front page of the search engine, and you're in some sort of a velvet smoking jacket, and you're at a card table, and you are smoking, of course, and you are drinking, of course.
Yeah.
And you've got a colossal stack of chips. Oh, wait, just four. Just four chips on the table in front of you. Now, is that some statement about what a terrific gambler you are, K-Fed?
No, it's just those, dude. You've never gambled in, like, Monte Carlo, where I go. Those chips are $400,000 a piece.
$400,000?
$1,000,000.
Is that right?
Yes.
Why, if you're going to stage a photo, why don't you put a stack of chips there?
Because, look, if you're not on my level, if you're used to gambling at the San Remo or whatever with your 50-cent chips, I'm not going to worry about what you think of my picture, okay? This is only for the true ballers, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
the shot callers, okay? Well, you know what I'm saying? People who make waves, people who do dirt.
Okay.
Word.
I do love the drinking and the smoking in the photo. That's good. All right, what's this song about, K-Fed? Because we're almost out of time here.
This song is called Informization to Zuper His Highway. It's just okay. About my website and, like, how it's taking over the internet and what you might find on my website. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a search engine. We got a ton of stuff, like the Wigger Hall of Fame.
The Wigger Hall of Fame.
With,
okay.
like, Fergie and Michael Rappaport and people like that and a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Listen up.
All right. What's the name of it again?
Informization to Zuper His Highway.
If you want to sell crack or drive a Cadillac, want to use fried chicken as an aphrodisiac, if the dark skin pigment is all that you lack, then go to my website, learn how to be black. Oh, yeah, K-Fed pimping that cyberspace like I pimp them hoes.
Bitch!
I got a FUBU keyboard because I'm an OG, and I platinum plated every 13th key. Hydraulics on my mainframe, holding down the fort, smoking that chronic through my USB port. My monitor sits on 20-inch rims, and my mouse got blown on all four limbs. If you really want to become a Negro, everybody knows there's only one place to go. Kevin Federline's website. I'll make you blacker than Gene Simmons' hair at midnight. NBA scores and expensive Nike sneakers. Ridiculous names like DeJuan or Shaniqua. Black stuff, that's what I'm talking about. Assalamu alaikum, make you wanna scream and shout. Power to the people. Throw your fists in the air, sag your pants to the ground, put them braids in your hair. All my brothers and sisters, this website is the bomb. It's 3ws.wigger.com. That's right, y'all come by my website and make sure you sign my petition to get Tupac a U.S. postage stamp of his own. He's a great American, and he deserves it. Word.
Yeah.
Hey, K-Fed, you're white.
What?
You know, we were on vacation last week, which is great. I mean, everybody loves vacation. But I got to tell you, I really miss Lisa May.
Yeah. You missed me?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
That was
sweet. And
I was outside her window about half the time.
Really? Because I have the webcam in her apartment, but she threw some panties on top of it, and I haven't been able to see anything since last Wednesday. So I really, really missed her. But Lisa, how many plays did you see? Oh, sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah. I saw two.
That's too bad. All right, listen, we do something off the air all the time, and it fascinates us. And it's called Who Would Lisa Rather F? And basically, she has to choose between two. And we've done this maybe
5,000 hours off the air.
Yeah.
And every once in a while it makes it onto the show because we find it fascinating. So it's time for a new edition of...
Who would Lisa rather? Who would Lisa rather? Oh, tell me, who would Lisa rather? Who would Lisa rather?
Sing it if you know it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Psycho Mike, you have a list of names that you put together. Psycho Mike is the ringleader. He's the guy. He really, it's a science for him.
It is.
For the rest of us, we just, you know, fumble around in the dark. He is a scientist.
You can't just throw two random names out there. They have to be guys that are kind of commensurate in sexiness and appeal. So that Lisa really has to think.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's start off. We are here at K-Rock. Let's start off with our two biggest artists in modern rock.
Okay.
Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
Or Dave Grohl.
Wow.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's hard, because Trent Reznor's sexy.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl. But disturbed.
Dave Grohl.
Which is hot. Yeah.
He does
really cut
you.
Hot.
He does want to F you like an animal.
He
might cut you. I think he would hurt you. And I think Dave Grohl, now that I'm trying to influence your decision, I think Dave Grohl you could talk to afterwards and he'd make you breakfast too.
Yeah, but you're assuming that's what I want.
Yeah, that's just, before you answer that, let me just.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Dave Grohl. That's a good tip. Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, formerly of Nirvana.
Yeah.
Trent Reznor. You think she doesn't have a.
Sexy. No, I
think she doesn't have a grip on who they are?
I think I'm going to have to go with Dave.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl. In the end.
Okay.
In the end. Oh, wow.
In the end.
I didn't realize that was a
Dave,
different.
In the end. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wow. Okay.
We'll have to let Mr. Grohl know that.
All right.
300, the biggest movie in the world. Right now,
yes.
And obviously a lot of beefcakes in that movie. Number one beefcake of that movie, Gerard Butler, or former action hero extraordinaire, The Rock.
Gerard Butler or The Rock?
I know Lisa loves The Rock when he comes in.
The Battle of Alex. The Rock.
Yeah, it is exactly.
Or Michelangelo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Those three, I got to choose to be one of them.
But the cartoon version.
I like The Rock, though. He said, really, we've had him in. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
And handsome.
So freaking hot. Damn it.
Does Gerard Butler still wear that mask on his face, though? I mean, because that would be a deal breaker.
Only during sex, yes.
Gerard Butler from the UK, though.
Gerard's on his way up.
Uh-huh.
True. I don't know what's happening with The Rock.
But The Rock might know some Polynesian sex secrets. That.
All right, you got to choose one or the other.
I could be crushed by either.
He can give you the poo-poo platter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm going with Gerard.
All right.
Gerard,
I think
okay.
The accent in the end is really sexy.
He's in the end also?
Wow.
All right, so Dave Grohl, Gerard Butler.
How about the battle of Psycho Mike's affection? Christian Bale or Jared Leto?
Ew. Christian Bale, Gerard Leto.
No, you might get the gout from Jared. You got to be careful there.
Yeah, Jared. I don't know. Jared's turning up.
He's a weird dude.
A little bit of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, well, wait a minute. Christian Bale, not a little bit of a weird dude?
Not even in the same ballpark as Jared, in my opinion, though. I mean,
what about all those guys he killed, Mike?
That was just a movie.
That was a movie.
Just a movie. Lisa?
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Bale.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to director of the movie of 2006, Martin Scorsese, or Martin Lawrence.
Well, one of them, you have the walking through traffic with a gun in the air.
Psycho.
And you got crazy eyebrows.
Like he just doesn't
guy.
Care.
And then crazy eyebrows, right.
What kind of choice is that?
A bad one.
Look,
but you have to
choose. You have to make it. Imagine, if you will, a man has broken into your palatial estate while you sleep, gun to your face, both men standing in the hallway. You got to bang one of them.
I'm rocking you to your depths of passion.
I'm going to go with the director.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese. Yeah. Really? You go with the 70-year-old instead of the 40-year-old.
Well, you know I like the older man, and he's got an Oscar now.
Yeah. So intelligence and charisma really means something to women.
I think so. Right. Come on, Martin Lawrence is not even sexy. So.
Okay. All right, we have time for one more.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, God.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ooh, the Battle of the Billies.
Did you guys see Billy Ray Cyrus dance? Of course you did.
No.
He was on Dancing with the Stars.
We don't watch that show.
Horrible.
I figured out a way to block it from my TiVo. They won't even show. Even if I wanted to watch it, I couldn't see it.
Here's my thought. If he can't dance, he can't F.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a given. Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton,
yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Because if you can't dance, you can't F.
Me and Billy Bob in the padded room.
There's one take-home message.
Exactly.
Who would Lisa rather... Who would Lisa rather? Oh, tell me, who would Lisa rather? Who would Lisa rather?
Ralph is on vacation this week, but we are here, Kevin and Bean, taking a look at the showbiz news for a Monday morning. Poor Britney Spears, by the way, rushed back to the hospital yesterday in Century City. You guys hear about this?
No, what happened?
Apparently, emergency work on her tooth after she experienced significant pain in one of her molars. She was in and out in less than an hour, taken to the emergency room for it, by the way.
For tooth pain?
Yeah, for tooth pain. It's just, it's like, there's never one week without drama for Britney Spears.
Okay.
She just wanted to get high. Can you give me a shot of something?
That's the first thing I thought is she's jonesing for, like, I don't care if it's Novocaine, whatever you got, let me have it. By the way, since poor Britney is followed round the clock, I mean, you pretty much have an idea of where she is at all minutes of the day because they're a paparazzi. That's their job, is just to follow Britney Spears.
Right.
She also took a one-hour hip-hop class at the Millennium Dance Complex in North Hollywood this week. That's something else that she did besides going to the emergency room for dental pain.
I took that class.
Oh, did you?
Oh, well, there you go.
Why would she take that? Doesn't it seem like she knows how to dance already?
Exercise.
Yeah.
Exercise, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, yeah, so Britney back in the hospital, but not nearly as exciting or as glamorous as you might have hoped.
We were on vacation last week, like we mentioned, and I was, I'm now fascinated by, is it Entertainment Tonight or Insider? The Insider is the one I've been watching, but they do a new Anna Nicole scoop. Every day.
They are owned by the same company, and they generally spread those interviews out between the two of them. They make a big, you know, pay millions of dollars for whatever the scoop is, and then they play like 8 minutes of it on ET and then like 8 minutes of it on The Insider. Yeah,
yeah. Anna.
And it's always an earth-shattering revelation that we just learned.
Yeah.
Every day they learn something new. I'm not exactly sure how. Today, supposedly, is the day they're going to get the autopsy report. It's going to actually finally come out. We're going to find out what really killed her. My sources tell me Valium and gasoline was in her blood.
I don't think she drank gas.
My sources. Listen, were you there?
Well, no, but...
All right.
Anna.
It won't tell us how whatever killed her, Howard K. Stern, was able to get into her body when he wasn't in the room, though. That's the only unfortunate thing about the autopsy.
Oh,
it doesn't
please.
Tell you everything you need to know.
He just has to leave anything within a mile of her, and she'll drink it or snort
it.
And then he just
has people there who don't let her out, right. Basically.
Here's a name you haven't heard in the news for a while. There's a white rapper named Eminem, and a lot of the young people listening may not know Eminem, but he was very popular in the early part of this century. He has been, as you know, in and out of this marriage with Kim Mathers. What have they been? They've been married officially like twice, but they've been together and broken up like 25 times, right?
Yeah, and she was the one who he would go on stage with a blow up doll and just cut it to shreds with a knife, yelling at Kim.
Yeah.
And then they got back together again.
Well, he's just gone. He married her again after that, if you recall.
Yeah.
He's just gone to court to shut her up. He's gone to court to get a judge to rule that she cannot speak in a negative way about him anymore because they got a kid together, got this Haley together. And he says that it's terrible, the stuff that she's been saying about him, and that the poor kid hears about it from her friends at school. And it's tough enough being the kid of Eminem without having your mom on radio and television blabbing. And I was wondering, I did a little bit of research over the weekend. I was wondering what kinds of stuff Kim is saying because, you know, I know it was a bitter breakup and, you know, she's unhappy. But here's some of the quotes from Kim Mathers about her recently ex-husband, Eminem.
Right.
And maybe this is the kind of thing that Eminem is trying to put a stop to. Quote, I can't stand him. He's an absolutely horrible person and he gets worse every day. I vomit in my mouth whenever I'm around him or I hear his name. There's nothing left in me for him. Nothing at all. That's one of the quotes from Kim Mathers. She said that on a radio interview on February 16th in Detroit.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Exactly. Here's another quote. He's not very well endowed. If you're going to have sex with Marshall, make sure you have a little blue pill because otherwise it's not going to work. End quote.
Nice.
Wow.
But you can't stop people from saying they don't like you, can you?
I don't think
so. Legally? You can't. Eminem, she says, was always yelling and complaining about something when he was around the kids. And then she added that Haley, their daughter together, regularly asks, why is Daddy acting so weird? So that's what's going on with him.
He has a song with his daughter on it saying, my dad's gone crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe she's trying to figure out what that really means.
I hope Am is going to use some of this for his next album because that sounds like some pretty juicy fodder.
That's when he does good work is when he's angry. We've been talking about Rock the Bells a lot. A lot of people have heard, of course, that Rage Against the Machine is coming back for Coachella on the final night, Sunday night. Very excited about that. Rock the Bells is a hip-hop experience. It is Rage Against the Machine and the Wu-Tang Clan, and we've been teasing you with more information. Well, here is the information. There are three big dates. One of them is at Randall's Island in New York. That's July 28th. August 11th is here in Southern California. Kind of. It's San Bernardino. And it's at the NOS Event Center, which is the National Orange Show. That's August 11th. It's a all-ages rain or shine show. They have an indoor place there and an outdoor place there. It's Rage Against the Machine, the Wu-Tang Clan, Nas, Cypress Hill, The Roots, Mos Def, EPMD, Blackalicious, and a whole bunch of other guests, including a very special guest, Public Enemy, who will celebrate their 20th year anniversary.
No kidding.
How about that? That's a hell of a lineup. Now, people have been emailing ever since we caught wind of this Rage show a month ago or so, and they're dying to know where do they go for more information and when can they buy tickets and all that kind of stuff.
Tickets are this Saturday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. This Saturday, 10 a.m. It's a general admission event, so you don't have to buy specific seats. You just call in and get them or go online. This Saturday, 10 a.m., purchase at all Ticketmaster locations. There are only three shows that Rage Against the Machine is going to be at. They're the two that I told you about, one in New York, one here in Southern California, and one at McCovey Park in San Francisco. And that's going to be August 18th. Then they're going to add like 15 more dates. And Wu-Tang Clan is going to tour with Nas. He's going to be the other headliner.
Okay.
And so gotcha. Rage is going to play those three. And again, you can buy the tickets for that this Saturday at 10 a.m. And this weekend, I believe, we're going to give you tickets here on K-Rock.
Cool. By the way, Public Enemy back together. How about one time
for your man. Everybody up in the house. One time. Let me hear you say Flavor Flav.
They probably went to him and said, we want to do a 20th anniversary. And he said, can I get everybody to say Flavor Flav?
And that's all he needs. All right, real quick, ahead of the news, top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend. Big surprise to me, anyway, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles not only got made, not only did somebody sit down and write a script for it, not only did they actually make the movie, but then they released it and people went to see it. It was number one at the box office with over $25 million this weekend. That bumped 300 down to number two with a little over $20 million. The new Mark Wahlberg film Shooter was third with $14.5 million. Kevin, you saw that? Just so you said, right?
Yeah, and I'm a sucker for that kind of movie. That's kind of right down the in my wheelhouse. That's the kind of movie that I love. He's used to be special forces, you know, right. Then he's turned on by the government, and then they need his help, and it was kind of lame. They come to him and say that they've uncovered a plot to shoot the president from over a mile away. That's a pretty specific tease for people to, hey, let's shoot him from a mile away. Excellent. Good idea.
That'll be
cool. Make sure and put that in an email so somebody can discover it.
Then Wild Hogs and The Last Mimsy rounds out your top five. Celebrity birthdays, there's a bunch of them for today. Diana Ross, the head supreme, 63 years old today. Freakish plastic surgery. Bizarre-looking woman these days, if you have seen her.
No,
lately.
It is. That's, oh, yeah. That's the reason to not have plastic surgery right there.
Yeah. No kidding. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith is 59 years old today. James Iha, our pal formerly of the Smashing Pumpkins, turns 39. Country mega superstar Kenny Chesney, 39. Lisa Gibbons, who's on Dancing with the Stars right now, only Lisa knows that, is 50 years old today. Funny man Martin Short, 57. Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek, 76. Recent Oscar winner Alan Arkin, 73. James Caan, 68. Terrific actor from The Godfather and, of course, no, James Caan. James Caan. You know, he just left Las Vegas. You know, he's done. He and Nikki Cox are both off that show. The show's coming back next year, but both of them are gone.
Who's going to replace him? Do we know?
I have not heard that yet.
And,
no, I don't think so. And Kevin's all-time crush. He generally doesn't like the oldsters, but Sandra Day O'Connor, former Supreme Court Justice, he's always wanted a piece of that. Oh. Turned 77 years old today. That is the showbiz beat.
Ass up, facing the pillow. You know what I'm saying?
So where do we find this guy in his stone jokers?
We're not going anywhere until we get Splinter's blessing.
You're going to stand here and quote a rule book to me that you ain't been following for a year?
Look, Raph, if you got something you want to get off your shell, now's the time. But I'm not going to stand here and debate Splinter's direct orders with you.
Fine, then. I quit.
Hey, Raph.
No!
Don't do it, man.
No, don't.
Sometimes, just taking a breather is the best thing to do.
Oh.
There's a lesson.
That's an emotional point in that movie, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one film in America, The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on. What's up with that? It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock. Details on how you can win tickets for Fall Out Boy in a car custom designed by them coming up. We got Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com with all the details, including Anna Nicole Smith's autopsy results. That's coming up. And we got a guy who's looking for a swinger to take to Cancun. All of that on the way this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Fill in the gap. Drop that bass and get the ninja rap.
Yeah.
Feel it. If you know what
guys,
I mean.
I don't know that I'm ready for...
Ninja rap underway.
Smooth right, but...
I don't know that I'm ready for Heroes on a Half Shell to return. I don't know that I'm ready for that.
Turtle power, Heroes in Half Shell.
Did you see it over the weekend, Alex?
Alas, I did not see it over the weekend.
You went to. Lighting, you saw it.
I did. I saw it. Yeah.
Lighting, my 4-year-old. Would you have gone had you not had a 4-year-old?
No,
of course
yes,
not.
Yes, you would have.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would have.
I would.
Yes, you would have.
No, I didn't know crap about the Turtles.
You didn't.
But not a thing.
Lightning, you see like two movies a year. Yeah. That doesn't matter what the movie is. We're talking about it. We're talking about The Departed. We're talking about anything. You've never seen it. For some reason, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this one you go to?
I had to. My little four-year-old demanded that we go.
And there's been a lot of kid movies that have come along
this
year.
For whatever. He loves the ninja thing. Loves the ninja. So this it's catered to kids.
Psycho Mike, who didn't go see Borat, the best movie of 2006, went to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this weekend. What's that about?
Gayness.
I took my 5-year-old nephew, who was counting down the moments until it opened, and I was a little bit interested. Unlike Lightning, I wouldn't have gone without him, but I was interested myself because I grew up watching it. He was right. Huge when I was a little kid. Huge.
Right. But not now.
I was intrigued to see how my favorite childhood heroes would be adapted nowadays.
Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go!
I think it's like the same phenomenon as the Transformers.
Oh, you know,
we've got Transformers
now,
coming up.
I'm looking forward to the Transformers.
Yes. Where's the giant gap? I mean, Transformers, a couple years back?
Yeah.
And, you know, people have moved on, but when the movie hits, it'll bring that warm and fuzzy back for all those kids that have, you know, grew up with it.
I'll get your warm and fuzzy right here.
Look, I was way too old for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, obviously, but I sure hated them because they sure seemed stupid to me. Because, you know what?
Because they're everything you're not, Dean.
Because they're ninjas and turtles, which is everything I've done.
They're awesome on every level.
Because it seemed so stupid, and it wasn't just like it came out and it was popular. It was one of those things that took over the world. It was one of those things that sold like $1 billion in merchandise and had every spinoff in the world. And I was like, what can this possibly be? I'm so shocked that they brought this back, and now it's a big hit all over again. What's the deal?
Mean fun wasn't catered to you?
Yeah, exactly. What's been missing in this particular show, Lightning? Well, you saw it over the weekend. I saw it, and you've got very defined characters
right.
that the kids will latch on to.
Mm-hmm.
You've got plenty of action without any gore.
Why do the ninjas fight? Why do the turtles fight?
They are they're doing good in the
world.
They're
fighting crime?
Yeah, fighting crime.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So hard for you to believe,
no,
Bean?
They're the only ones, Bean.
They've got each other's back.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a sec. They're the only turtles? Everybody else in the movie is humans and they're turtles?
They're humans or monsters.
Unless you count Splinter, they're a rat.
He's a rat.
Yes.
Do they have bad turtles? Are there evil turtles that are committing crime?
No, not that I saw. I don't know the storyline. I'm sorry. I'm kind of uninformed.
Mike's getting pissed.
There was a sewer rat and some turtles that were living in the sewers underneath New York City. And inside the sewer became some radioactive substance.
Yes.
Every single movie that has to do with superheroes have to have radioactive substance.
And they mutated into these extra large badass animals that could also talk and speak and whatnot, and the sewer rat is their leader, who was fascinated with ninjas and also the great artist of the Renaissance. So he trained these turtles to be ninjas and named them after his favorite artist of the Renaissance.
Well, when you explain it that way, it could happen.
So you have Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, and they're all very bright, and they've been trained by Splinter, who's the coolest rat ever.
And they can fight crime, but they can't really be noticed or recognized because they're talking turtles. And they're aware of the fact that that's
a little
kooky.
Weird.
So, and they don't want people to know. So they live underground, and they only come out to fight crime, and then they go back in their sewer lair where they hide out.
But, Bean, you would like the fact that they do have their little assistant April, who's a hottie,
a hottie turtle?
No, human.
Right.
She helps them out because
she was the voice of Sarah Michelle Gellar in the movie, right?
Ah,
I don't know. I just know she was the hottie redhead who was actually real human.
Okay, what have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles been doing all this time since we last saw them? Is there a great deal of time passed before this movie, or do they just pick it up like it was yesterday?
Fighting turtle crime, Bean.
Yes. Raphael has been also continuing to fight crime against his Master Splinter's orders. Raphael has been up fighting crime.
Why doesn't Splinter want him to fight crime?
Because their arch nemesis, the Shredder, was killed in the last movie. So they're like, let the police do their job. So they've just been hiding out. But Raphael won't take that. He's been dressing up as the Night Watcher and going out and kicking some ass.
Tom Morello.
Yes. Yeah. And Leonardo went to South America to hide out and to like get in touch with himself.
And to get blood diamonds.
Yeah. Michelangelo has been a circus party clown for like children. You can hire him, and he comes to your house in a turtle mask. See? and he delivers pizzas on the side. And,
oh, yeah, they love pizza.
And,
pizza's their favorite.
I forgot what the
other one is a gamer.
They love pizza. Right?
They do. That was their thing.
Hang on, let me just.
I remember when the first movie came out, like Pizza Hut ran this big like promotion with them, and I made my mom get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pizza Hut deal.
John in Orange, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number one movie.
It is freaking awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Really?
Now, you must have been a fan of it as a kid.
It's good. Well, I mean, I'm 20, so I wasn't really.
So it was actually before your time.
So you didn't take it.
A tiny bit before my time, but I still watched all the cartoons when I was younger and stuff. And I just, like, it's important to know that the comic books that it originally started out as were totally supposed to be, like, parody of what was going on with all the ninja comic books. It was supposed to be kind of making fun of everything else.
I can see that, but has that spirit carried through, or aren't they just now Ninja Turtles?
I think that got lost somewhere.
I guess now they do just pretty much go around rocking everybody's asses. But
well, listen, if you're a turtle, you got to rock some ass.
John, you didn't...
You don't have a choice.
Yeah. You didn't take any kids to the movie?
No, I went with one of my buddies, and we genuinely enjoyed ourselves.
Were you high?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, damn. All right.
Oh, my
Thanks
God.
For calling.
It's a good story. A good storyline for, I mean, adults would be into it.
Charles in Torrance. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, man. When I was born, I loved the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
You know, I wasn't.
Right when you were born, you did?
Wow.
You're a smart guy.
I don't see why you're clowning on those guys, because I took my wife to go see it on a date. Saturday night.
Wow, she is one lucky woman.
Yeah, she sure is. She sure is. So, I guess the reason I'm clowning on it, let me see if I can figure out a way to make this clear, is because they're turtles who are teenage mutant and ninja. That's why I'm clowning on it.
They're awesome on every level.
What's wrong with being teenage mutant and ninja? What did you want to be? Come on.
This is so weird.
Bean wanted to work at the post office, so you can see how this messes him.
Being the guy who loves kid things, guy who loves cartoons, guy who loves the esoteric, watches the horrible shows none of us watch, can't get
into
cool
cartoons.
Yeah,
what's the little kid's car, the two-year-old cartoon?
Teletubbies.
Oh, Bean loves.
Gross.
I got four kids, and they watch all kinds of weird stuff.
Did you take any of your kids to this movie?
Even to this, no, I didn't take my kids, just my wife.
It was a date. Duh.
His kids are at home going, hey, what about us?
How about me?
What about us? All right, let's talk about the Honda Civic Tour, shall we?
Okay.
Here at K-Rock, we are giving away all week long keys that could start your own Honda Civic Hybrid.
Nice.
Which is designed by Fall Out Boys. It's custom designed.
Really?
With their boy juice.
Oh!
All week long, we're giving away tickets to the Honda Civic Tour.
Mike is so excited when you said that.
With Fall Out Boy. That show, of course, is Plus 44. The Academy is Fall Out Boy and a bunch more. It's LA Forum May 2nd. We're going to give you tickets to the Honda Center May 3rd all week. And we're going to give you that key that could start the car, which is a pretty slick-looking sleigh.
A sled. I think sled is
sled.
A sled.
Damn it! It's a sled. Lightning's in your trap.
Let me ask you this. Because Fall Out Boy knows how to make funny videos and do their hair funny, what makes you think they can design a car? What are they doing to this Honda Civic that makes it something? I mean, would I rather have the factory Honda Civic, or
no.
Do I want it after Fall Out Boy's gotten a hold of it?
No, this looks pretty cool. Have you seen a picture of it? It looks really...
I have not.
Black metallic paint.
I just know Petey probably showed his penis somewhere in that car. That's all I'm saying.
Guys, here's what happens. It's kind of a consortium of like super auto geeks like me that get together and say, all right, band, here are the options we can do to make this really cool.
Oh, I see.
And they give them a list of parts they could put on it, and then the band comes back with their list and then the graphics that they want to do on it. So it's really a rad car.
They're putting an Alpine stereo in it that only has 1,000 watts, as if that's going to be enough.
Yeah. My God.
Barely going to be able to hear 1,000 watts, right?
You can only listen to AM radio with if you just got 1,000 watts. That's not even worth playing music on.
Koenig wheels, a whole bunch of stuff. It's pretty much every single thing that they could think of updating or changing.
Lowered!
They've done.
Oh, how happy are you?
They also have ride tones. And I don't know if you've seen this or not, Bean, but the ride tones are kind of like the guy we were talking to with the USB horn,
right,
where you can download all kinds of different tones.
Yeah.
Audio files. You can personalize your vehicle by downloading externally played audio files.
That's awesome.
Let's see. You can use it for sound effects. You can use it for every time you open your car door, your trunk. There's like a bunch of different ways that you could use all these different sound
files. So you could hit the horn and it could play Dance Dance.
Yes.
Oh.
Or it'll do that when you open the door or whatever. They have all different kinds of uses for it. But it's a pretty damn cool car. And you qualify by winning the tickets to the show. You get backstage passes.
Mm-hmm.
You get the new CD. And you get the key that could start the new car.
Pretty cool.
So that's all coming up this week here on the world famous K-Rock. As a matter of fact, it's coming up right now.
K-Rock Pictures presents Win Fall Out Boy's Car.
Hey, this is Patrick from Fall Out Boy. Win our customized Honda Civic. The seats are made of hemp. That makes this a dope ride.
A high-speed double feature. All week, tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Fall Out Boy. And get a copy of the new Fall Out Boy CD, Infinity on High.
Then
get a key that could start the custom-made Fall Out Boy Honda Civic.
Sure, it smells funny, and there's fast food bags in the back seat, but really, you can have it.
This car is 100% death-proof.
A hybrid car, customized Fall Out Boy style. What this means, only you will know.
Only from K-Rock.
Caller 20 now wins at 800-520-1067.
Dude, I apologize. I wish we had time. I really do.
But of course we
got to talk Final Four. Right? We got UCLA in the Final Four again this weekend. We got Harvey Levin talking about what killed Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, that's huge.
Got to call Pakistan about the cricket coach that got killed.
Get the lights
as we prepare for another vacation slideshow.
We don't have time. Who takes slides anymore?
That's
besides
a good
Al Gore.
Question.
Don't you have a digital camera?
Well, I just took slides on this particular trip because I thought that way I could share them when I got back. But let me congratulate just real quick, since it's brand new. We're giving away tickets to see Fall Out Boy at the Honda Center May 3rd. Russ Rukavina from Torrance just won those tickets. Also, backstage passes, copy of the new CD called Infinity on High, and is eligible for the tricked out sled/sleigh/ Honda Civic.
Why do we have to have the lights off to congratulate Russ?
Well, I just wanted to make sure to get that out of the way here before we okay. So I went to Kansas on vacation last week, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I drove through Kansas with my parents. I drove through Kansas one time and I couldn't get through it fast enough. Because there's
so much cool stuff. You knew you'd get waylaid, you'd probably never leave if you stopped to start looking at some of the stuff.
It's the flattest, most boring state in the country.
Yeah.
That's what you might think until you do a little bit of research and find out that Kansas has it all. I almost couldn't do it all in just 7 days. I drove 2,276 miles in Kansas while I was there last week.
Were you lost? You couldn't get out?
No, I saw almost the whole state. I flew into Kansas City.
I was emailing Bean. I was like, hey, got bored yet? Where'd you go now? Are you in Cancun? Seriously, where are you now? Seriously.
Well, why don't you just let me show you a couple of slides and then maybe you can decide. All right, here, for instance, one of the first things I stopped to take a picture of in Kansas City is the Post Office Mail Processing and Distribution Center. This is one of the largest in the country because Kansas City, you know, big city, lot of
you
mail.
You specifically drove there to take that picture?
Of course. What do you think? He happened on it?
Oh, my.
That's the Mail Processing and Distribution Center.
Who cares? Even if you like the Post Office.
Nobody takes pictures of that.
Now, here's what you can see is a radio station. Yeah. You see the tower there. This is one of the most bizarre places, and I do this from time to time on vacation. I stop by little radio stations along the road because I love seeing what they look like, right? This is KCXL, 1140 AM. Can you read that sign? Talk radio and bookstore is what this is in Kansas City. It is a talk radio station that is also a bookstore.
You stop in, and the radio station
is there, and it's a bookstore. And basically, one of the things that they do is they run all of these infomercials of products, and then they sell the stuff right there in the store. So you come down to the radio station, you hear a guest on talking about, you know, his new stomach medicine, and then you drive down to the radio station, go into this little store in front of the booth, and buy the product.
Did you
right
pull
from
a
the
shift?
Guy.
Were you on the air? Flames in Kansas?
I wasn't on that at all.
Hey, your stomach upset? Come on down.
I just thought that was amazing. Okay, now we're in Topeka. This is the headquarters of the Frito-Lay company, in case you ever wondered where Fritos were made. So we got that.
Now, did you go inside, or did you just take that photo from the outside?
Too busy. Just drove by. Here's the first section of the United States Interstate Freeway System, which was opened in 1956 under the Federal Aid Highway Act, November 14, 1956. That's the very first section of the freeway system that was laid down in the United States, which I thought was amazing.
Is there nothing that's not interesting to you?
Here's the second section of the interstate freeway.
Is there anything you've ever come across where you go, not interested?
Then they built this part third.
The answer's no.
And then the fourth section.
Except for everything everybody else cares about.
Oh,
now we're in Wichita.
God.
This is the Hallmark Cards Factory, in case you ever wondered where Hallmark cards come from.
I want to kill all of those authors that write those cards because they all blow.
We're in Cawker City, Kansas now, home of the world's largest ball of twine, as you can see. No, Cawker, C-A-W-K is what it is, Mike.
All right.
And in fact, you go right around the corner here, and there's the world's largest ball of twine right there.
Very nice.
How about that?
How long did you stay there at the world's largest ball of twine?
About 20 minutes. I was talking to some folks. 1988 circumference, 40 foot 3 inches.
Don't care.
14,687 pounds.
World Once again, I am amazed at the level of blithering idiocy that issues from your pie hole.
Now, here's one of the few pictures you'll see me actually in. Yeah. I'm standing next to a sign here in Burdett, Kansas. The sign, as you can see behind me, says, Discoverer of Pluto, boyhood home of Clyde Tumbaugh, astronomer.
No wonder.
Yep, now so it all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
I didn't know that before.
Now we're in Oakley. This is Prairie Town, USA, home of the world's largest prairie dog, which I'm going to be completely honest
it's
with you.
It's not a prairie dog.
It's not a prairie dog, no. It looks really more like a chipmunk than it does a prairie
but
dog.
It's not an animal either.
It's made of cement, right?
Yeah, it's made of cement. It was actually a little bit disappointing.
Somebody even make it out of cement to look like a prairie dog?
It should look more like a prairie dog than it does.
Isn't there some government agency that should say, you can't call it the world's largest prairie dog if it's not a prairie dog?
I don't know, but you're allowed to do it, apparently.
That's false advertising.
This, in case you're just joining us, we're watching the slides from my Kansas vacation last week. Now, one of the things that I loved about the many, many small towns that I went through in the great state of, the Sunflower State of Kansas, Kevin, is that every town has to have some contribution. Every town has to be famous for something. So very often, in a lot of these towns, you'd see a sign out front of a famous person that came from that town.
Yeah, I would pull all those down if I were you. I'd pull them all
down. For instance, you know, you go to Abilene, Kansas, for instance, that's the home of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. I mean, that's the kind of celebrity that you're proud to say, this person is from my little city, right? Because he came out of here and he made something of himself.
I guess.
Let me show you just a couple of signs that I actually took pictures of on my way through Kansas. For instance, here in Great Bend, this is the birthplace of Jack Kilby, 2000 Nobel Prize winner for physics. For instance, that's the sign right outside the street as you head into the town.
That's
Jack Kilby.
Bullshit.
Here's the home of Ted Allen, world champion horseshoe pitcher.
Come on.
By the way, if you read the plaque through 72 ringers in a row one day in 1955.
Oh. Here's the difference between you and I.
My God.
That sign makes me angry. I don't read the plaque.
I had to see the plaque.
No!
Now we're in Delphos, Kansas, which is the home of Cameron Walker, the international pedal pole champion, which apparently is some sort of a tractor race. I'm not really sure exactly what happens. Also in Delphos, here's a statue. This is Delphos, Kansas, the home of Lincoln's little correspondent, Grace Billings. This is the little girl who wrote to Senator Lincoln in 1860 to suggest that he grow a beard because he would have more appeal to women in the upcoming presidential election.
I'm officially out.
Please.
I can't. Listen,
please.
I don't like slideshows when it's important.
Goodland, Kansas is the world's largest easel and also the world's largest reproduction of a Van Gogh painting.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah. Here's a reproduction of America's first helicopter.
Leave. You can't leave.
Also in Goodland, here's a reproduction of the world's first typewriter.
I'm done.
Now Lisa's leaving, too.
You're leaving, I'm leaving. Forget it.
Oh, if you guys leave, then I can go all day. This is fantastic. Now we're in Andover, Kansas. This is the Antique Fan Museum. They have over 350 phenomenal fans in the museum. Barbed Wire Museum in La Crosse. You know, you look at that building, you think, well, that's just the Barbed Wire Museum. But no, look at this. It's also the headquarters for the Kansas Barbed Wire Association and the Antique Barbed Wire Society and Historical Research Center. What? No, we're still going. Here's Lucas, Kansas. This is the, you can see that's a van. That's the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things right there in the van. And if you look real close, for instance, here's a reproduction.
No one's listening.
Here's a reproduction of the world's largest paper cup in San Bernardino. You can see it's about 2 inches tall. And there's the world's largest donut, Randy's in Los Angeles, right there down by the airport. So you got a reproduction of that, too. Here's the Greyhound Hall of Fame, history of Greyhound dogs and their racing in Abilene. I got more. I can go as long as you want. Here's now we're in Lawrence, home of the University of Kansas, but we're down the street now. This is Lawrence High School, the home of the Chesty Lions. The Chesty Lions is the name of their team.
I'm in.
The Chesty Lions. I'd like to see the cheerleaders. If the football players are the Chesty Lions, what are the cheerleaders doing?
Hey, Bean.
Yeah.
Nobody listening can see the slides.
We can put them up at krock.com.
No. Full. We're all full.
We can take a break and come back with part two of the slideshow.
No.
No, I don't see that happening. I think we're done.
You had enough? I've got 200 more slides.
We've probably seen enough.
This is turning out to be a total waste of time.
Yeah. You keep looking at those, and we'll watch them from here. Marie?
Help.
Yeah, I'm officially calling in a bomb scare if he does not stop the slideshow.
Me too.
Oh, good.
Oh. I've given in. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Hey, tell me about last week when we were on vacation and it was the Psycho Mike and Ralph show. There was nobody to stop you from doing all that moaning. It must have gotten very ugly in here and very wet in here.
No, Ralph just encouraged my passion.
God.
Really?
Ralph's a little more open-minded than you fools.
I see. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are back live at 7:55. Taking a look at the showbiz beat in for Ralph. He's on vacation this week. By the way, I'll save this story so our pal Harvey Levin can fill us in from TMZ.com. We're talking to the Hammer in about 25 minutes or so. Here's the headline. I'll just give you the headline for right now. Scott Weiland and wife, trash hotel room in bloody fight, is what TMZ.com
Whoa.
Is reporting.
Wow.
That doesn't sound too good. So Harvey will fill us in on that and the details on the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy report just out this morning, coming up in just a few minutes. Hey, Lisa, I haven't been watching Dancing with the Stars, of course, again this year. Is it true that Heather Mills McCartney, the most universally hated woman in the world, on the first night that she danced, is it true that her scores from the three judges, according to an email we received, were 6-6-6.
Yes!
I don't actually stay for the scores, so I don't know. I just watch the dancing
six,
and then I fast
six,
forward.
6-6 is awesome!
That's
is that
funny.
The best or what?
That's great.
She is, as far as I know, still on the show, and as far as I know, her leg has not come off yet. There is a
not
Paul
yet.
McCartney story in the showbiz beat here this morning, and I thought this was, it's too bad Ralph is not here, because he would be so excited about Paul McCartney's new girlfriend. He's seeing somebody else now.
Is she down the limb?
No, she's got all four. Sabrina Guinness is her name, and the first thing you're thinking is...
Guinness?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, she beer. Is the heiress to the British beer fortune. She is that Guinness from that Guinness family.
He could have all the free Guinness he wanted.
Yes.
Because he can't afford it.
Don't care if you can afford it. Free beer is free beer.
Now, that's the upside. The downside is she's a lot more age-appropriate than Heather Mills McCartney was. She's 52 years old, so Kevin, you wouldn't be interested. But
she
apparently is a little bit of a goer. She has been linked with Mick Jagger in the past. Brian Ferry, Rod Stewart, and Prince Charles. So she's got quite the pedigree there.
You don't want to go after Prince Charles.
But you look so good after Prince Charles.
Really, don't really you? Anywhere, I don't think you want to follow Prince Charles. We were talking a little bit earlier this morning about the Rock the Bells show. This, of course, is the Rage Against the Machine and Wu-Tang Clan. Nas, Cypress Hill, The Roots, Mos Def, EPMD, and very special guest Public Enemy are going to celebrate their 20th year anniversary. So Flava Flav is going to be up on stage. I hope he brings up New York.
I don't apologize because I never make mistakes.
I hope he brings this chick up.
Call me a crazy-ass, psychotic, lunatic bitch from hell. I don't give a damn. I'm loving my Flav, and in the end, I will have him. Whitney has Bobby. Has he gone anywhere? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's an update.
Hope he brings this chick.
For your man, everybody up in the house, one time, let me hear you say Flavor Flav.
When I talk to people, my voice changes. I will definitely talk a little bit different when I talk to you than when I talk to, like, if there's somebody who speaks Spanish, I'll definitely talk a little more Spanish. When I get around English people, I start to talk English, like, When I work at my job, people are from Afghanistan. I start to talk like them.
Shouldn't he bring all of those chicks on stage? Shouldn't he tour with them?
Be awesome.
Yes, he should.
There are three shows that Rage Against the Machine is playing at. There are maybe 15 total so far that they're going to announce. Only three Rage Against the Machine. One in San Francisco. One here, August 11th.
Close.
The NOS Event Center in San Bernardino. And once in New York. And then they're going to go on with other bands, but Rage is only going to play those three so far. Tickets go on sale, by the way, this Saturday at 10 a.m. This Saturday at 10 a.m., all Ticketmaster outlets.
Okay.
This is new information, and ever since we broke the word that these shows were coming with Rage Against the Machine, everybody's been emailing us going, I can't find any information on it. Now you know. You can go to Ticketmaster and get those tickets this Saturday at 10 for those three shows with Rage and Woo. Here's a list that you're going to love, Psycho Mike. This is something called fanpop.com has put together a list of the celebrity babes with high IQs. So these are chicks that are really hot, but also really, really smart.
Okay,
which can be a dangerous combination.
Mike prefers them much more if they have bad self-esteem.
He
looks for that. That's something that he goes
can
for.
I guess?
And,
can
you guess?
Sure, yeah. Now I only have the top five. I don't have the whole 10, but I do have, and I will, there are models and actresses, as you would expect, but they're also very, very smart.
All alive?
On this list? Yes, all alive, all current.
So Anna Nicole Smith just went off the list.
Yeah, she's unfortunately, very, very bright girl, but no, she's now dead, so.
Well, one that comes to mind, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, Natalie Portman has to be on the list.
Ladies and gentlemen, Natalie Portman, number one.
Wow.
4.0 GPA, speaks tons of languages, including Hebrew, French, and Japanese, graduated from Harvard with a psychology degree. That's Natalie Portman for you right there.
Hmm.
How about, is Jordana Brewster on the list?
Not in the top five. Again, there could be, you know, she could be further down on the list. Let me tell you who we got.
Okay.
Number one, Natalie Portman, you already got. Number two, Cindy Crawford, valedictorian in high school with a 4.0 GPA from Northwestern University. She had a full ride to study chemical engineering in college, but she quit after a semester to become a model.
Wow.
So she's a quitter, but she's a hottie. And she's many people consider this one the world's most beautiful woman, Aishwarya Rai. She is that Bollywood actress.
Yes.
She's a former Miss World from 1994, speaks five languages, majored in architecture in college. She's unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
Number four, Kate Beckinsale on the list.
Oh yeah, she's hot.
Very hot. Fluent in French, Russian, and German. Number five, I'm not familiar with, but you may know her, Mike. She's a Playboy and Penthouse model named Victoria Zdrak.
She actually,
Z-D-R-O-K.
Super hot, a little long in the tooth, used to bang Donald Trump for a long time.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, she is so smart that she skipped high school and went straight to college, in earning multiple degrees, including a doctorate.
Jeez. Why would you have sex with Donald Trump if you didn't have to?
I can't imagine.
Come on.
So how many girls out there skipped high school, went to college, earned a doctorate, and are still posing in Playboy and Penthouse? Not enough, right? I have to say. Anyway, that if you want to check out the rest of the list, that is at fanpop.com is where you'll find it.
There's a study out showing what President Clinton likes on TV. What do you think his favorite two shows on TV are? Current, new shows.
Jackass?
Well, nope.
I hope that it's the Family Guy because they have him on all the time. Really? Simpsons?
Nope.
60 Minutes?
One is Grey's Anatomy.
Because of Katherine Heigl in her underwear, probably.
Sure. And the other is 24.
Oh.
Okay.
Which I find weird because in 24, they show a lot of behind the scenes of the White House and stuff, and pretty much everyone's a terrorist. I mean,
there's no good guys.
The vice president has the president knocked off. I mean, it is sensationalistic, but it's crazy how over the top. I love the show. I watch it every week. But
we heard Cheney loves it, too.
Everyone is involved in the cover-up and the conspiracy. Everyone.
Well, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Maybe he knows more than me about it, so maybe it's true. I don't know.
Maybe it's realistic.
Yeah.
And one more story, and then just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to former sports guy Money about the NCAA tournament and the UCLA Bruins and their chances in it coming up next weekend. This is a disturbing story, and I hope this works out okay for Angelina Jolie. As you know, she and Brad Pitt, well, she officially only adopted the new one, Pax, from Vietnam.
Hey!
But apparently, the fear is that the boy's mother, now that she finds out that a rich celebrity has adopted her kid, is going to come after the kid. And this mom, you don't really want this mom to take Pax back. She's a poor, unmarried Vietnamese woman named Pham Thu Dung, first of all.
So you're against poor people? Is that what you're saying?
No. She abandoned him 2 days after giving birth to him.
Okay, I'm out.
He weighed just 4 pounds when he was born because she, during her pregnancy and through till today, is a heroin addict.
Okay.
Not a good deal for little Pax. Even her parents say our daughter is a heroin addict and she is a bag of trouble. Her life has been ruined by drugs since she was 16 years old. She disappears for months on end. Just when you think you'll never see her again, she comes back. But we only ever see her when she wants money. When she finds out that a rich movie star has adopted her baby, she will go after Angelina Jolie for money and make trouble for her. She may even try to take the child back. The woman, by the way, became pregnant while having an affair with a married man where they worked together at a textile factory.
What could go wrong there?
Drop the kid off at an orphanage 2 days after the kid was born. So I hope Angelina doesn't have to worry about that. But that's the problem when you go and adopt like that, you know?
Yeah, but you would guess she has probably the best legal help available.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she's signing contracts and all kinds of stuff to make sure that the parents or whoever is there.
She could have this lady rubbed out if she wanted to, I'm sure.
She could have the entire country rubbed out, the nation. Today's celebrity birthday is Diana Ross, 63 years old, crazy as a loon. Being said, she was on American Idol a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Sang terrible. Steven
Tyler. She was awful.
Aerosmith, 59. James Iha, of course, Smashing Pumpkins, 39. The number one concert sell of last year, Kenny Chesney.
That's amazing.
Country artist.
Yep.
Turns 39. Lisa Gibbons is 50. Martin Short is 57. Alan Arkin, 73. James Caan, 68. Keira Knightley, 22. Sandra Day O'Connor, 77. But the reason we celebrate today, that hot piece of ass Leonard Nimoy.
turned 76 years old, and that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com coming up in about 10 minutes.
He's going to have the late breaking news on the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy results. I think the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles might have killed her. I'm not sure about that, but we'll find out with Harvey on the way in just a few minutes. First, though, it is NCAA basketball time. Final Four coming up this weekend in Atlanta. Our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, back on the line with us right now. Money, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
How much have you lost so far, dude?
Doing a countdown to the re-release of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. Is that why you made the reference there?
No, it was number one over the weekend. And,
gotcha.
Bean doesn't see the magic.
You could knock me over with a feather. Dude. When I found out that movie was not only being made, but was released, and then people went to see it. Like, what is going on in this world?
Understand they're named after the great artists of our time.
That is correct, yeah.
Michelangelo and Donatello, you gotta go for that.
How do you argue against turtles that are ninjas?
I'm saying is there are lots of trends that come and go, and they're fine at the time. I mean, like, New Kids on the Block is what I always think about the same time as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's not going to come back. It's not going to be a huge New Kids on the Block revival because we survived it the first time, and now it's gone. It should be the same way with the turtles.
Well, I figure if it's a group of four turtles run by a rat, I mean, it's kind of hard to deny. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, that has its own sphere of influence there.
I don't get it, I got to tell you. Anyway, Sports Guy Money, how much have you lost so far in the tournament? I know you were betting on every single game.
We're doing pretty bad.
Yeah, really?
Pretty bad. I'm in one of these consortiums that auctions, you know, you have an auction for teams, and next thing you know, you're in for tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow!
Yeah, and it's not good.
But, however, we were very close to having all four of the number one seeds end up making it. I mean, a lot of the favorites did win, and of course, there are always some upsets, but I mean, some of the teams that you expected to be strong stayed strong.
Well, I'll tell you, my man D-Mac, Don McLean, who, of course, is the Pac-10 all-time leading scorer, had one of the best points that I've heard regarding the one and two seeds and why there's no Cinderellas. And, you know, the NBA put this rule in where kids can't go to the league out of high school anymore. They have to go to college for at least 1 year. And if kids that are that good that can go right to the NBA are going to go to college, they're not going to go to Southwest Missouri State.
No, that's true.
To the giant schools, and that's why these big schools like Ohio State and Kansas and UCLA are going to always be there from here on out, because that's where the best kids in the country are going to go to school for at least a year.
Yeah, especially the schools that have the basketball rep, like UCLA or North Carolina or those kind of schools. I mean, they pretty much just keep getting the guys based on that. I was fascinated as I watched all of the games how many freshmen there were playing.
Yeah, and how good they are.
Yeah, they're dominating. Some of the freshmen, you go, wait a minute, he's a freshman. How can he be dominating? But
I didn't put that together. The rule, yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting rule. I didn't realize what a change that was going to make. So we may not see, well, Gonzaga is probably established enough now that it'll get some good talent, but we may not see those kinds of Cinderella stories that we had last year again. I guess you're right about that.
The only thing you can see that changes is schools that, like, you know, if you watched over the weekend, you saw Butler and Vandy and places like that. Kids are they're not good enough to go into the draft after 1 or 2 years anymore because of these rule changes, so they stay for 4 years, and that's kind of the interesting balance. You've got these smaller schools that have all seniors versus the big schools that have the most talented freshmen, and who ends up winning out.
Right. So there's been a ton of games. We're down to the final three games. Two games on Saturday, one game on Monday night.
Yes.
And the Saturday games, almost always one of those is the best game.
Yeah, typically. Usually the national championship, as you saw last year, you know, UCLA just could not hang with Florida. And luckily this year, I thought we had pretty much, you know, just great Elite Eight games. I mean, there were no blowouts. You had the overtime with Georgetown, you know, which was a big surprise.
Great game.
UCLA's game was pretty tight with Kansas. And, you know, even when you go back to the Sweet 16, there were some blowouts, but teams hung in there until pretty much they just couldn't take it anymore, like SC with North Carolina. And, you know, sooner or later that catches up with you. And I think of the Final Four, you'll probably see two very good games. Ohio State, you know, they got the 45-year-old freshman with the rabbinical beard and Greg Oden.
Right.
And Georgetown, just to me, I know this might sound kind of bad. They just look like a team of thugs. Like if you allow them to lose, they're going to beat the crap out of you in the tunnel. Just scared, so they give up the game at the end because they just really don't want to get their ass.
How many of Patrick Ewing's relatives are on that team?
Well, it's kind of like it's strange because John Thompson, who coached Patrick Ewing, his son, John Thompson III, there's three of them now, is the head coach, and Patrick Ewing's kid is on the team. So it's kind of like this 1985, you know, lineage all over again with those two guys.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first time that's ever happened, too, right?
Yes.
The UCLA game, UCLA-Kansas, I don't think I've ever seen more steals in a basketball game. It was... They had like 700 turnovers apiece.
Well, I think the thing to take away from UCLA and Kansas, and this goes for you gentlemen with thinning hair or male pattern baldness, whatever it may be, Ben Howland, happy with his bald head.
Yeah.
Bill Self wears a very expensive rug. Ben Howland, the victor.
So it comes down to the rug versus the regular hair?
Rug versus being proud of the fact you got nothing up top. Go the way Ben goes, and you will win back.
Does Howland think that he's actually playing defense on the court?
I'll tell you, man, I don't know if I were a basketball player, if there's any coach I would be more afraid of than Ben Howland. I mean, he just looks like he takes those kids to task. They approach the game. It's very businesslike. I've talked to just about every kid on that team at one point, and good luck trying to get them to laugh or to lose their composure at any point during an interview.
But, I mean, during the game, the head coach is jumping up and down, waving his arms, going up, like yelling about how to play defense and stuff. It's almost like, I heard one of the announcers say, it's almost like he's on the other side of the players, you know, trying to harass them from the back.
I think if UCLA wins, they ought to have Ben Howland take on the Lakers so we could see him coaching on one bench and Phil Jackson just kind of sitting there watching the Lakers play on the other.
Or Kobe, as it's been in the last four or five games.
No kidding. They should change the name of the team to the Kobes. This is a former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, on the phone with us right now from Extra Sports 570 AM, talking about the games next weekend, Georgetown versus Ohio State and UCLA versus Florida. Now, that second game I mentioned, Money, is the rematch of the championship game from last year. How many of these players on these teams are returning from last year, or do we have a lot of new faces?
Almost all of them. The only guy that UCLA loses that had a major impact was really the best player in that game, and that was Jordan Farmar, who, of course, is now a Laker.
Right.
But, you know, you talk to a lot of people, and they'll tell you that this team's better with Darren Collison. And Darren Collison, he's their point guard, tiny little guy, just lightning quick.
Yeah, he's good.
And they're probably a better team with him. So they also lose Ryan Hollins, who, you know, decided not to play basketball for 4.5 years, and then for 3 seconds in the tournament just went nuts and made it to the NBA. But that's the one problem. They don't have any big. I put it this way. Bean, like, remember when you were growing up and you were playing pickup games because you're so tall?
No.
You would just dominate the competition.
No.
There was no one that could hang with you that was that big.
No, Bean's never played basketball.
That would have happened had I ever been picked, Money. I'm actually still waiting to be picked.
But you're 6'6".
Yeah,
I know.
Great.
It's kind of sad. So how do you feel about this game, UCLA versus Florida? Who do you like, Money?
It's the same. You know what? It's kind of the same deal as last year. The Florida team has some really good, really athletic bigs, big guys that just fly around and block shots, flowing locks of hair everywhere. And the UCLA team just plays good defense, you know, and they have guard play in Aflalo, who is the most outstanding player of the San Jose region.
Yeah,
you know,
he had a great game.
Final Four Pac-10 player of the year. Like I said, Darren Collison, probably the best point guard in college basketball. So it's kind of going to be their, you know, the big guys of Florida versus the little guys of UCLA, and it'll be a struggle, and they'll play great D. I just, you know, I'd be concerned if I were UCLA fan. That it's just, you know, very similar to that USC-North Carolina game. Sooner or later,
yeah,
it just catches up to you.
USC's first half was dominating and then got beat in the second half. I'm going to go with the starting lineup that does not have a ponytail.
That, you know what?
That's
not
how I'm
a bad
going.
Approach.
So I'm going UCLA on that
but
one.
But UCLA does have Mata, who really defies explanation when it comes to describing a human being. So
first of all, ugliest man alive. Second of all, I was trying to figure out while watching the games, he must be good on defense. He shoots, his free throw average for the year, I think, was in the 30s.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
37% or something like that. I mean, kids that are 8 can shoot 37% from the line.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, when you have a dude that looks like that, people just freak out when they get in the lane and they see him.
Is this the scary factor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just,
that's what it is.
They unravel. He looks like one of those dudes from The Dark Crystal.
That's true.
First Dark Crystal reference of 2007.
All I'm saying is that guy...
Ninja Turtles, they can bring back Dark Crystal, right?
That guy better go on to play professional sports in some way or he's never going to get a chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Be honest.
The games start this Saturday at 3 o'clock. And by the way, you got those games on Saturday and, of course, the finals on Monday. Kevin, you'll be happy to know baseball starts Sunday night.
Oh.
First baseball game of the 2007
series. Oh, this is so sad. This is the worst time of year because you come out of the Final Four, which is fantastic.
And you're on a high.
And then you just fall way down into just the nothingness of baseball.
Well, I'd like to point out, Kevin, if the season were judged by spring training games,
which it never is,
sure the Dodgers or Angels would have a shot right now.
That's
if
well.
It were judged. I mean, you'd be talking about a Cincinnati Reds World Series. How crazy is that?
Exactly. All right, you can catch former sports guy Matt Money Smith on Extra Sports 570. Of course, he does the Lakers pre-show and halftime show, too. Money, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, you. Bye.
Afroline 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You call us, leave a message.
Apparently, all women are very upset by this word.
Moist.
All women.
A lot of women.
Yeah. Not just our friend who actually falls to the ground. Not that, no.
Hey, for that download rodeo, you guys going to put on that clip of Rockin' Fig talking about rice balls?
I had hoped that we had all forgotten that tragic era of
that
WWE show. I'm sorry. What was he trying to do? He was trying to cure his hiccups or something, wasn't he?
He jumps up and down and eats rice balls, and sometimes he gets it to
and
go.
And then they get stuck in his throat.
I don't know what the hell goes on with him. He's a good question all around. You don't hear this very often, but props to the police.
Hey, Kevin and Dean. Little story. Actually, I want to say thank you to the Upland Police Department because I go to school from 7 to midnight. I lost my wallet at school. Halfway through the freeway, I knew I wasn't going to make it to the next exit, got off. Upland Police Department escorted me to the next gas station and actually gave me $5 for gas in my tank to get home. So, Upland Police, you rock.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Gave him $5. Bizarre,
really
isn't
it? Nice.
Yeah, no. What the hell does that mean? I laugh, don't get me wrong, but I don't know why I'm laughing. Because I'm just laughing because you guys are laughing. Yeah, no.
Our producer Lightning made our microphones are everywhere.
Yes.
That's the thing you people don't realize. And when Anna Nicole Smith died, our microphones were there. Now, for some reason, this is what Lightning thought it would sound like.
Hi, I'm Anna Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the World.
Anna.
We don't know who he's doing an impression of, if that's supposed to be Howard K. Stern. Don't have any idea who that's supposed to be. But once he did that, we started laughing every time we heard it.
Mohinder?
Yeah.
You know how Tyra Banks has that saying, so what? Right? Somebody says, hey, you're fat. She goes, so what? I say we start our own saying. Tyra Banks says to me, hey, you're fat. I'm going to say, you.
Yes, I like it. Let's start that.
I worked at a wholesale grocery store, and one of my associates found a dead bug in the salt shelf, and he asked, I wonder what happened to it. I told him, it must have been assaulted.
No.
See, because?
No. Did that? That poor guy, if there weren't an Afroline, he would have nobody to talk to.
Bean was saying a little bit earlier this morning, he didn't get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, we have some clarification for you.
Bean, Okay. Maybe you're missing something. I think you need to get this straight in your head. They're freaking turtles, and they're ninjas. They spin kick you in the face.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in the half shell.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not on board with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I apologize.
323-520-AFRO is the number, 24 hours a day. It's Hammer Time. Harvey the Hammer Levin, TMZ.com. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
How you been?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, very good.
Well, we missed you. We're on vacation last week, and of course,
hey, it was very great job.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to do a great job when he's working for you on the TMZ TV show come fall, my friend. Hey, Harvey, today's a big day, I guess, a little anticlimactic from what I've seen just from the headlines on TMZ.com, but the long-awaited coroner's report or autopsy report in the Anna Nicole Smith case, that's what came out today, right?
Yep.
What do you think?
I think it was interesting. I mean, she died. She had a pharmacy inside of her. I mean, she had 9 medications.
I hear that it was a combination of olive oil and 10W-40 motor oil.
Anna?
Is that true? Can you confirm?
Guys.
No, okay.
Let me tell you why.
9 things.
Let me tell you why I think it's interesting. These were all prescription medications, but chlorohydrate was, you know, that's what you get at a dentist's office when they knock you out.
Right.
None of these things were fatal, but together they were fatal. And what's really interesting to me is, and this is something that TMZ has been doing for a while now, we've been looking at all these doctors who have been prescribing her different things. And basically, Dr. Perper said the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing.
Right.
So there were doctors prescribing her under aliases with a real name, prescribing to other people, and it was intended for her. So all these doctors are giving her stuff, and ultimately, it's going to kill her because of the combo. And none of them probably knew what the other was doing.
How do you get the chloral nitrate?
It was prescribed. I didn't realize that you could get that, but in very small dosages, you can use it as a sleeping medication, and that's what she was doing.
I'm going to get on that list.
Harvey, why would a doctor, because this stuff is usually pretty regulated by the state that you work in, why would a doctor ever prescribe something to somebody under an assumed name?
Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, the medical board, we did the story about that doctor in L.A., Dr. Kapoor,
right,
being investigated by the medical board right now because he prescribed her methadone under an alias.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, look, there were drugs going to her. Demerol and Dalmane were going to her address in the Bahamas, and the doctor who prescribed it told me it wasn't written for her. Well, then why is it going to her address?
Yeah, and I mean, isn't it also a violation to prescribe drugs to patients that you haven't seen also at least once?
Well, when you're prescribing methadone,
yeah,
you know, and somebody's pregnant and they're in another country and you're doing it under an assumed name and you start, you know, do the math on this thing.
Yeah, it sounds dodgy. Now, of course, one of the reasons we were all waiting for the autopsy today was to see what kind of impact this might have on all of the various legal cases that are, you know, that may be up in the air. Does this affect anything that we're waiting on right now?
You know, it a little bit. I mean, they're saying there's no evidence of homicide. I don't know if you guys saw whether you guys were lounging on vacation last week when we broke this, but you know, there was a big deal about a computer.
Right.
That the medical examiner wanted to take a look at. The reason he wanted that computer is because there were mutterings that maybe it was suicide, maybe it was a homicide. So they wanted to see what she was writing to people,
right,
and there was no evidence of it. She wasn't in fear of her life, and she wasn't saying she wanted to die. So they're basically saying, you know, it was a combination of things. She had an infection in her left buttock from an injection.
That's a hell of an infection, by the way, her left buttock.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? That's what caused her temperature. Everything kind of spiraled, and then she wouldn't go to the hospital. And they're saying had she gone to the hospital, she'd be alive today, maybe.
Hmm.
So it wasn't the flu?
You know, it was everything. I mean, she was a mess.
She had an infection, she had the flu, and then she was, like,
she was
loaded on everything.
All this, yeah.
Right. But somehow it's all still Howard K. Stern's fault, though, right? I mean, we can all agree on that.
Look, I mean, a 39-year-old woman dies, then a 19-year-old kid dies. He's around both of them. I'm not saying he did it,
right,
but I'm telling you, this inquest in the Bahamas starts tomorrow in Daniel's death, and it is weird. How did this kid get methadone in her hospital room?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yes. that seems like a given. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah, I mean, what's the answer other than somebody there?
Right, exactly. This is Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com, the world's number one entertainment website. We're talking to you about the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy results. Hey, real quick in our remaining moments, because he's one of our pals, Scott Weiland, who we've had on the show for 15 years here, Harvey, and we love the dude, and we love his wife, Mary, and we've known them both for a long, long time. Bad news in Burbank. What happened?
Well, he and his wife got into a really raucous, bloody fight in a hotel room in Burbank, and they just went on a rampage in the room. They were ripping alarm clocks and phones from their sockets. They were throwing them, causing these dents and gouges in the wall. There was blood found in some of the linens afterwards.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was a knockdown dragout, and the kids were there, apparently. They have two young kids.
Dude.
And they were there as well. I mean, it was a mess. Absolute mess.
What are they doing? I mean, they live here, obviously. What are they doing staying in a hotel in Burbank? What's that all about?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Okay.
They were at a pretty swanky hotel there, and it was a complete fiasco.
Maybe they just go there to fight.
Police were called.
That's where I go when I'm really looking for an over-the-top swanky experience is Burbank, by the way. That's the crown jewel of Southern California right there. Well, we know that Scott has had a lot of problems over the years, and we always keep our fingers crossed that he's clean and that he's healthy. So I hope this isn't a sign of bad things to come with them. But keep us posted on that if you find out anything else about that one.
I will indeed.
Well, you know, The Insider now has another 70-part series on Anna Nicole, I'm sure, based on today.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're pretty much done with it, but that's it. Britney Spears?
Went to the hospital yesterday in Century City.
Because?
Tooth. Bad tooth.
Why do you go to the hospital for a tooth?
Apparently, you know, when you're Britney Spears, you know, you got to have it done when you got to have it done.
They do dental work at the hospital?
But it really was. I mean, you know, there were all these blogs were saying, oh, she's relapsed, she's, you know, whatever. And, no, it was a tooth. It was definitely a tooth.
How do you know that?
Trust me, I'm a lawyer.
Okay. All right. And lawyers never lie, Kevin, all right? TMZ.com is the address. Harvey the Hammer 11, thanks for coming on, man. We love you.
See you guys.
See you, man.
Ralph is on vacation this week. It's Kevin and Bean here taking a look at the Showbiz Beat box office over the weekend. I still refuse to believe it. I don't think there really is a movie called The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But apparently it debuted at number one with $25.5 million over the weekend.
Dude, just because you don't go to see it doesn't mean it's not out.
I refuse to accept that we live in a world where they would bring back the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles after we survived them the first time. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
They're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No part of that title is bad.
Right. I got all of that from the title, but I don't never mind. 300, number two at the box office with over $20 million. That movie has just become a mega, by the way.
Yeah.
Shooter was number three, the new Mark Wahlberg film, $14.5 million. Wild Hogs continues to dominate at number four with $14.5 million. And something called The Last Mimsy at number five. I think our pal Rainn Wilson from The Office is in that movie.
Oh, is he?
But even knowing that, I still didn't want to go see it. Premonition 6, Hills Have Eyes, number two, was seven. Rain Over Me, the new Adam Sandler movie, was number eight. Pride, about black swimming, number nine. And Dead Silence at number 10 at the box office over the weekend. Eminem back in the news. You guys remember him? He was a very popular white rapper in the early part of the 21st century.
Yeah.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it does seem like he really hasn't been doing much, but he has gone to court, and I agree with Kevin. I think this may be a bad idea. He's gone to court to prevent his ex-wife Kim from bad-mouthing him. Because he says it has a detrimental effect on their young daughter, Haley. He says, look, it's tough enough to be a kid of Eminem, and then you have mom all over the radio and TV making all sorts of statements about me, and then her friends bring it up, and it's just a bad deal. And I heard that, and I thought, well, what's he whining about? What can she possibly be saying? She certainly can't be saying anything as bad as the stuff that he says about her, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, you know, he's talking about burning her and cutting her up and you'll never see the kid again and I'm not going to your funeral and, you know, all that kind of stuff about people in his life. What can Kim be saying about him?
He's probably the last person on earth that should be going to court to try and silence somebody because they're saying mean things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's some of the quotes that Kim Mathers gave in an interview on February 16th. Quote, I can't stand him. He's an absolutely horrible person, and he gets worse every day. And here's my favorite part, and this is where I'm starting to think that maybe love has died between Em and Kim. They may not get back together as we thought they would. I vomit in my mouth whenever I'm around him or I hear his name. Look, I've, you know, dated women in the past, and I've had some breakups that have been better than others, maybe, but no one has ever said I vomit in my mouth whenever I'm around him.
That you know of.
There's nothing left in me for him, nothing at all. One quote from Kim Mathers. Here's another. He's not very well endowed. If you're going to have sex with Marshall, make sure you have a little blue pill, because otherwise it doesn't work.
Ooh, now she's attacking him.
Now she's getting nasty.
Yeah.
Since he left the house in February of 2006, I don't know what he's doing. His visits are few and far between, and when he does come around, it's nothing positive. She also goes on to complain that Eminem was always yelling and complaining about something when he was around the children. Kim added that their daughter regularly asks, why is Daddy acting so weird?
Aw. According to the story, Haley said,
you're dead to me.
Well, that's okay. Maybe so.
Made the announcement earlier this morning, Rock the Bells is coming to Southern California. August 11th is at the NOS Event Center in San Bernardino. That's the National Lawrence Show. That, of course, is the show with Rage Against the Machine and the Wu-Tang Clan. They're playing three different shows, one in San Francisco, one in New York, one here in San Bernardino. Tickets go on sale for that this Saturday at 10 a.m. from Ticketmaster. So if you want to buy these tickets, you can. Cypress Hill is on the bill, The Roots, Mos Def. And a bunch of others. Apparently, they're going to play a bunch of Rock the Bell shows around the country where Nas is going to be the headliner with Wu-Tang.
Okay.
But these three are the only ones that Rage Against the Machine are set for. But you can buy those tickets Saturday at 10.
That is a sweet lineup. A couple other news stories real quick for you. I hope this one isn't true. You know Travis Barker and Shauna Mokler?
Sure.
They are officially divorced. According to the New York Post, they may still be pregnant.
Oh,
I heard they were back together.
She may be in a delicate condition is what it says. She was recently spotted out at South Beach. She did not drink at all and looked fresh-faced and glowing. Really? You heard they were back together?
Yeah, I heard they were very much back together, yeah.
Because they got the small kids.
I don't know.
How can you fight that much?
You go on MySpace.
And be that mean.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I don't know. That's what I hear.
I would forgive a lot for another chance to bang Shauna Mochler. I got to be honest, Lisa. I think I'd revisit that if I could.
You got to wake her up every time you want to do it.
Well. And finally, I didn't realize this, but apparently crunk is still alive and well. You know crunk, that sure. style of music that Little John and others made popular? Well, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, it's just a book, by the way, that the Kevin Bean Show is destined to never be in any capacity ever.
No matter what we do.
New edition of the book is coming out in July, and you'll see Little John's name in the Guinness Book of World Records. He is the title holder of the biggest bling. That's a category now in the Guinness Book.
Wow.
The biggest bling. He commissioned a jeweler, Jason of Beverly Hills, to use 4,000 diamonds to create a pendant that spells out, "Crunk ain't dead." It's 5 pounds and valued at $500,000.
Oh,
so,
dude.
Little John, if you wonder which one's Little John, you see a bunch of guys standing on the corner. Little John is the one wearing $500,000 necklace that says Crunk Ain't Dead on it.
Now, does that make Crunk not dead?
Well, I don't know if it does or not, but that's the necklace that he had made. So,
wow.
Good time.
I saw Blood Diamond. Blood Diamond just came out on DVD. That's a great
movie. Isn't it good?
Is it really good?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really good. And there are a lot of kids that lost their lives for Little John to wear that diamond
necklace.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, no kidding. Think about it. Today's celebrity birthdays, there's a ton of them today. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who Kevin has always kind of had the hots for, 77 years old today. Actress Jennifer Grey, who's unrecognizable since her facelift or nose job or whatever it is she had. She's 47 years old today. The lovely Keira Knightley, who's 22.
Set off the warning.
TV's Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, is 76 years old today. No. Oscar winner Alan Arkin just picked up his award for Little Miss Sunshine, is 73. Actor James Caan, formerly of the TV show Las Vegas, 68. Dancing with the Stars, Lisa Gibbons, is 50. Funny man Martin Short, 57 years old today. James Eha from the Smashing Pumpkins, what's he doing now, is 39. Aerosmith Steven Tyler, 59. And Diana Ross, still alive with the most bizarre plastic surgery. You might not recognize her if you saw her on the street. She is 63 years old today.
I think you could argue still alive, too.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. That's the showbiz beat. You know, I'm thinking of moving to Pakistan, Kevin. I just came to this conclusion over vacation last week. Yeah, I know. It seems kind of like not the place you'd want to move. But
you want to visit Omar's family or what?
Well, while I'm there, I might do that. Remember a couple of weeks ago when we called Pakistan because they had the kites of death? They had that kite flying festival that killed like dozens of people.
Yeah, where they put pieces of glass on the string so that they can cut other people's kites down. Mm-hmm. And people were falling off roofs. People died because of it.
Yep.
Kite flying contest.
That was Pakistan. And now Pakistan is back in the news because Pakistan is one of those countries like India and like England, for that matter. And there are many others around the world that is obsessed with cricket. Cricket is, you know, along with soccer, is the national sport. People love cricket.
Cricket is the quote sport unquote where they have the fat wood that's the bat, and then they have it's like the pitcher's mound lasts all the way to the plate, and then there's three sticks behind it.
Yes.
I've never understood that.
No one does.
Ever.
No.
If you're not born to it, you'll never learn, right?
I don't understand it at all.
You could talk to the best cricket player in the world, and he would be fuzzy on telling you how the game is played. I really do. It's impossible to understand.
They hit the ball or whatever it is, and then if they don't get out, they can run to the one base if they want and switch places with another guy, but they don't have to.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of decisions that the players make, but I do know this, that one game lasts like 2 or 3 days. Like, they show up for a game, and they play for 6 hours, and then they go home, and then they come back the next day and pick it up and keep playing it.
It's like, what did you hear about how those go 3 days?
I always heard that it wasn't over until one team gives up.
Well, it's like they have to tap out?
Regardless of the score, yeah. Like, one team has to finally say, like, concede.
So if one team is ahead 500-1 and the team with one just keeps going, the 500 finally goes, all right, forget it.
I don't believe
sketchy,
that. I mean, I've heard that from reliable sources, but I don't believe that because I know Middle Eastern countries are really good at cricket, and I know Middle Eastern countries would never give up. There just would be no, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you're arguing with yourself now.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you've been following this or not. Remember when Colombia was in the World Cup not too long ago, and the guy, the American, the game that was here at the Rose Bowl, and the guy scored on his own team? And
Escobar. Yeah.
And we all said jokingly, he's dead, because, you know, the drug cartels run soccer down there.
Yeah, that's bad news if you give up your own, you know, an own goal in soccer. They're going to come after you after the game, right?
In the World Cup. Yeah, but we were just joking about him being dead, and then he turned up dead. You know, like
they take this really seriously.
They do.
The cricket coach in Pakistan, apparently they were in Jamaica, And they had this guy's the coach of their World Cup team.
Yes.
They were in Jamaica, and they were trying to get past the first round to, you know, to move on, and they lost.
They lost to Ireland, and they were eliminated. And by the way, we're talking about Pakistan cricket, okay, Lisa? What do you think the coach's name is?
Cricket? I don't know.
Crackus?
Bob.
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah. Bob. Now, apparently, Bob was not a great coach, and the team was so upset that they lost in the first round in Jamaica. And the Jamaican police found Bob, the head coach, strangled to death the day after they lost to Ireland.
Oh, you don't think there's a connection.
So now the investigators are talking to team captain Isamam Ul-Haq, manager Talat Ali, and assistant coach Mushtaq Ahmed. Apparently, they were asking these three questions about where they were, what they did. They want all the details of exactly what was going on because they think that the players and the assistant coach strangled the head coach of the cricket team.
Killed their own coach because he coached them badly and they lost and were eliminated from the World Cup. And now they go home to Pakistan in shame. They don't know who did it yet. They do know that they think there was more than one person involved in killing the coach. He was strangled bad. I mean, to the point.
Is there good strangling?
Well, to the point where he had bones in his face broken. Oh. Okay, that's how badly he was strangled. Don't lose if you're the coach of the Pakistan cricket team is what we're telling you.
Ever.
So I don't know what the latest is on this, but we asked producer Lightning to line us up some numbers in Pakistan so we can call and find out what they know and what the word on the street is about this.
All right. Last time coach we called Bob, Pakistan, we had good luck.
Yeah. Coach Bob Woolmer used to play for England, by the way, now coaching the Pakistan team. Oh.
How may I help you?
Hello, yes.
How may I help you?
This is the Pearl Continental Hotel?
Yes, this is Pearl Continental. How may I help you?
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yes, we're calling from the United States. We want to find out if there's anything new on the case of your cricket coach being strangled. Have you heard anything new about the story, sir?
Sir, I'm connecting the reception counter. Just a moment, please.
You have an expert in cricket? Who did he say was going
to... The receptionist, I thought is what he said, but that doesn't... He wanted no part of our questions.
No.
Nope.
We should make it clear we're not the police. He is not a suspect.
Oh, that's good. Oh. Hey, do you speak English, sir?
Hello?
Hi there.
Yes.
We're calling from America. We're calling about your cricket coach that got strangled to death. Do you know any more information on that?
Your voice is not clear, sir.
Okay. We're trying to find out who you think killed the coach of your cricket club. Who do you think killed Coach Bob Woolmer? Do you think it was one of your players?
No, sir.
You don't think so?
You don't. Who do you think did it?
Sorry?
I said, who do you think did it?
Who do you think killed your cricket coach?
Cricket coach?
Yeah.
Yes. Where were you on the night of March 18th?
No, sir. We don't have any information, sir.
You don't have any information. Could you explain to us how cricket is played, please?
Oh, this is going to go well.
How do you play cricket?
Sorry?
How do you play cricket? What are the rules?
No, sir, I'm not understand what is a cricket player, sir. I am not a cricket player, sir.
Oh, you don't know how to play cricket?
No, sir.
Yeah, you don't know how to play cricket. Yeah, and we don't know how to breathe. Come on, don't lie to us. Hey, we're on to you, buddy.
He's clearly
we know what's going on.
Hello?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Do we have another number? Because they have to be all over the story. I mean, this would be like, you know, a member of our Super Bowl team getting killed. You know, I mean, everybody would be talking about it and trying to figure out what happened.
All right. Let's see here. We have another.
I just love the opportunity. Ever,
that was loud, yeah.
Yeah. What was going on there?
Jesus.
All right. Calling Pakistan on the company's dime. This, by the way, is why we don't have Kevin and Bean t-shirts. It's because of all the long-distance calls we make.
We have like 8 now. We have a couple of t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Actually, they're taking 2 away for this segment. Selling them back to the printer. This is another Pearl Continental Hotel in Karachi. Hello?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Hey, you speak English, sir?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Excellent. We're calling to find out what the very latest is on your cricket coach who was murdered. What have you heard?
Sir, for this, I cannot give you any information.
Wow, they're clamping things down, aren't they?
No kidding.
Hello?
You're not a suspect, sir, and we're not the police. Hello?
I think you put us on hold. Hello?
Well,
can't get reliable information in hotels in Pakistan.
What are they going to ask someone else?
Pakistan gets no more of my business. Forget moving there.
Cricket line 2, cricket line 2.
Hello?
Oh. All right, this is our last attempt.
They're stonewalling us. They got government officials everywhere. Guns to the head. Don't talk about the cricket guy.
Yes. Hello? Hello. Do you speak English?
Yes, why not? Do you speak English?
Okay.
Fantastic. We're calling to find out if you've heard anything new on who may have killed your cricket coach.
Sir, your voice is coming very low. Can you speak loudly?
Kevin, why don't you try it?
We're calling to ask if you know about the story of your cricket coach that got strangled to death in Jamaica. You know anything about that?
Cricket coach.
Cricket coach. Yes, that's right. Do you know anything about that? Do you know who might have done it? Who is your suspect?
What happened, sir? Where are you calling from?
We're calling from the United States of America.
Just a second, sir. Just a second.
Oh, dear God.
I'll inform to you.
Okay. Where were you on March 18th? Were you at the Pegasus Hotel in Kingston?
I think you have to ask him that before he puts us on hold.
Okay.
I think that's key.
That's what they always
don't
do, though.
Don't tell them we're from America. They don't like us over there, dude. Tell them we're from India.
We're
that'll
on
work.
Their side. Oh, yeah. They love the Indians. That's true.
Don't worry about this, sir.
Don't worry about
inform
it.
Inform to you who done it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
We're not worried, but we wanted to know who you thought killed the coach.
What's that?
I'll inform to you. America.
Wow, that's just rude.
Are you a waiter?
He's on the line.
Who's hello?
Hamburger will call it early. Hamburger will.
Why does he
speak
say
English?
Stop saying hamburger!
I don't know. I don't think that's what he said.
Listen. Yeah, that rocks.
My oh, God. Dear God.
Hello?
Yeah, we're calling about the cricket coach.
Hello?
Dude, yes, we're calling to find out if there's anything new hello? On your World Cup cricket coach. Do you know anything about it?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Stop saying hello and tell us about cricket.
Do you know anything about who may have killed your coach?
Who's this?
Could you please put us on hold and transfer us?
You were able to do it just a moment ago.
To anyone? Where's Osama bin Laden? All right.
Never mind.
Thanks for picking up.
Hello?
The phone. Yeah. Your phone calls are next. 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize, maybe. We get a prize, but we have some really great prizes and then some not-so-great prizes.
Well, it's funny because Mondays are oftentimes kind of sketchy when it comes to phone calls. We never know what we're going to get. So today, we're really going for it by giving you the world's greatest prize. Three of you this morning will win a brand-new Apple MacBook. That's right, a brand-new MacBook. Use it to create your own music, movies, websites, and more. Head to the Apple Store or apple.com for details. We're talking about a brand-new computer for like 1 minute of your time being on the air with us. Now,
but, Bean, what if we only have three callers and we have more callers than that?
See, that's the problem right there, Kevin, is that we don't have enough MacBooks for everybody because how could we, right? Because it's too awesome. So it's the Kevin and Bean T-shirt that you've heard so much about for the other calls. So I think it's on you to make your call great, is what I'm saying, because we'll have to decide after we talk to you whether it's computer or T-shirt.
MacBook or T-shirt, depending on your
exactly.
call.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's begin with Mike in Chino, who has a very fascinating story. Good morning, Mike.
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, this weekend, I just can't believe it, man, but I went to a nudist colony, man.
Where's the nudist colony that you went to?
It was in the mountains, like up like somewhere by like, I don't know, it was like near the 15 freeway.
Mm-hmm. Near the 15
and, like,
freeway.
Way out there in the boondocks, man.
How did you hear about this? How did you hear about this nudist colony?
My cousin is involved with this, and I haven't seen my cousin in years, and he's just like, hey, man, you know, would you be interested in going with me? And I'm like,
hey, bro, like, you want to go with me to hang out and be naked?
Yeah, and hey, dude. Man, it was crazy, man. There was some old-ass people, man, with some...
All right, hold on. Mike, hold on a sec. First of all, my cousin that I haven't seen in years calls me and invites me to go get naked with him. I'm out. Second of all, it's out off the 15 freeway. You're talking about like in the 951 area code is where this nudist colony is, right?
Yes.
Oh. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He was
thinking. Man. I was drunk. I didn't believe him. And I said, nah, if there's a nudist colony, I'll go with you. And sure enough, man, I went.
What percentage of people in the nudist colony do you really want to see naked?
I don't, just the women, man.
Yeah, but even the women, aren't there some...
The older women you don't,
there were
right?
There some old ones, but there were some young ones, man, that were just so hot, man.
Nope.
It was like, oh my God.
No.
I mean, I know you were there and we weren't and you saw it with your own eyes and we didn't, but no, you're wrong.
I'm sorry, but we have to rule against you.
Yeah,
sorry,
you're wrong.
Does Mike get the MacBook or no? T-shirt.
Mike is too stoned to use a computer. Are you kidding me?
All right, T-shirt. Congratulations.
All right.
Let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to Cindy in La Puente. Good morning, Cindy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin and Bean and Lisa.
Hi, Cindy.
What'd it do?
Hey, what did your nephew?
Wow, someone's down.
Yeah, I did something terrible this weekend. My neighbors had a party, and my boyfriend and I went, and we got pretty drunk. He was soaking out and everything, and then I got kind of cold, and I asked my neighbor for a sweater, and next thing you know, my boyfriend walked in on me, and I was kissing my neighbor.
All of that for a sweater?
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So your neighbor got you a sweater, and the next thing everyone knows, you're making out with him.
He must have really liked that sweater.
Did you say smoking out or choking out?
Smoking out.
Very different things. Okay, smoking
out. Right,
okay.
So wait, let me make sure I understand here, Cindy. Bear with me here. So you're naked and you're in the 951.
No, that's a different call. That's
Mike
the last
shows
call.
Up.
That's the last call.
So basically you're just calling to say you were high or drunk and you made out with a dude at a party. That's your story?
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted to publicly apologize to my boyfriend.
Oh, we're not going to let you do that here. We're going to have to get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to get him on the phone maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Does he know?
Yeah,
he knows
yeah,
about
he
it,
walked
right?
in on him.
He saw you.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you already apologized to him?
Well, this is why I called. I wanted to, I tried to convince him this morning about it, and he just seems kind of a little not too sure. So.
Can't imagine why.
Well, how many? He's dating a whore. I mean, you got to understand that.
How many times have you kissed this particular neighbor?
It was the first time, and I think it was just because I was so drunk. It was something that I'm still not even sure what was going on, but I'm so sorry, Carlos. I love you.
No. We got to get Carlos on the phone, Sandy.
Yep.
We have to do that.
You're on his side.
You hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. What do you think? If it's true.
Well, I like a girl that gets drunk and makes out with anybody. I do like that. I would like to encourage that behavior. I think maybe she
MacBook
might be
it
computer.
Is.
I think she might be
Let's
MacBook.
Let's reward
yeah.
that behavior.
That's what I think.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. So that's one Mac, one T, right? So
yes,
far?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Jay in North Hollywood. Good morning.
Yes. What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
Hey, Jay.
All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Bean. What is your problem, man?
What is your problem, Bean?
Bean.
Well, I think my problem is the same thing that everybody else thinks is so lame.
No,
is
no,
that
no, no,
the
no,
turtles?
No. You have no problem believing that 300 guys can go take on an army of 300,000 or 400,000 guys of fat dudes with obese machete arms and
dude, that happened.
Gay Xerxes and
yeah, Xerxes okay, was quite gay. That's true.
First of all, I didn't even speak up for that movie. I haven't even seen 300, but it is Kevin's right. I mean, that is true. That is based on a true story. That's more believable than
so
turtles who get radioactive and become crime fighters and eat pizza and follow a rat.
It is a true story. It's an ancient Chinese proverb. It happened, you know, at least 2,000 years ago. I'm not really sure.
T-shirt. Barely.
You don't even want to give him a T-shirt.
I hate to have a guy like that representing our show, but you got to give him to everybody. All right, let's try Brittany on the LBC. We got two brand new Apple computers still up for grabs for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Brittany, what's going on? Make it good, baby boo.
What it do, nephew?
It's kind of a mixture of things. Yes, what it do?
Hey, Brittany.
All right, I have a public service announcement for all the people that are going to Disneyland in the coming months.
Okay.
All right.
When you see a cast member, do not walk up to them and ask, excuse me, what is the 9:25 fireworks start?
Do they do that, really?
They do.
They ask you what time the 9:25 fireworks start.
Or the 3 o'clock parade.
Or the 3 o'clock parade.
No.
Wow. Do they say it in those words?
They say, oh, excuse me. And you say yes, because you have to stop and you have to answer them.
Right, of course.
And they'll walk up to you and they'll go, excuse me, what is the 9:25 fireworks?
Are you allowed to punch them in the face?
No, you are not allowed to. You are not allowed to say anything mean, cynical, anything retort. You have to say, I believe they're at 9:25.
Hey, Brittany, what cast member are you at Disneyland? What do you play?
I work in a restaurant inside Disneyland.
Okay. All right. Vague.
So she's had enough of the tourists and their dumb questions.
Well, Disneyland's probably not the place to work if you've had enough of the tourists.
I don't know how anyone works there.
I don't know.
I mean, that would drive you out of your mind.
We love them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's tough.
And everything Disney does is good, we've been told.
Sure.
Of course, so. Yeah.
Hang on.
Mac or tea?
I think...
Tea.
We're running out of time. I mean, do we have to give all three Macs away, or can we save them for tomorrow?
I think we do. I think we got to give them all away today.
Well, I say we wait then. We have to wait.
Okay.
Adam.
Oh, we're going to Adam. Don't worry about that.
Okay, let's wait.
Adam, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Adam.
What a dude.
Hi. This weekend, you know, I was at a party, and I was a little kind of drunk, and...
You made out with your neighbor when he gave you a sweater?
Oh, no, not that bad. But, you know, I was dancing, I was a little drunk, and then my friends decided, about like three or four guys, they peed in a beer bottle.
Oh.
And they packed it in ice and actually put the top back on. And I'm like, when I was like, start chugging it, like, yeah, chug it. So
chug.
I was like halfway through when it started tasting kind of weird and bitter, and I was like, and all the guys were all laughing at me, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, we just peed in the bottle, man. I was like,
I say we give Adam a T-shirt and his friends a MacBook.
Yeah.
His friends are awesome. That's a Mac right there. That's worth a Mac. That's two. That's well done.
All right, way to go. We're kind of out of time, dude. We gotta move on. So the Disneyland chick, Brittany.
All right. Well, let's give her the last one then.
All right.
I'll give her the last one. She got lucky. But we have these. I think all week. I know we have them at least tomorrow, but I think all week long for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. So plan now that you know what kind of story will win you a brand new Apple computer, and that'll be tomorrow morning, right about this time. I want to thank our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. If you haven't yet heard about the details of the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy, you want to head on to that website and find out. And thanks to former sports guy Matt Money Smith too from Extra Sports 570 for coming on and giving us a preview of the NCAA tournament's Final Four coming up this week. And by the way, Money just called Alex in the other office and said, what, how come I can't get a MacBook for being the college basketball analyst? Guy calls up, drinks pee, gets a free computer. What's going on with me? I'm getting up the crack of ass to give you guys info.
Sorry, it works, man.
Didn't work that way.
Tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we didn't have time today for the dude that is going to a swingers convention in Cancun.
Oh, yeah.
And broke up with his girlfriend, or she broke up with him. I'm not sure exactly what, but he's got a trip for a swinger. And we're going to work on that tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, plus the secret behind the secret. The secret.
Now, we talked about the secret. We talked about the secret, the Oprah Winfrey thing a few weeks ago, but is there something new on it? Is that what you're telling me? Is it continues to get popular? Or
I didn't realize, A, how bogus it was, and B, how bogus it was. It's way bogus. And they did a big story on Nightline about it, I think Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked to specialists and everything else. And there's a woman on there that claims she was cured of breast cancer by watching funny movies. I mean, it's just...
The woman who wrote the book,
no,
this was in Newsweek, because they also did a little expose on it. And she said that she lost weight when she realized that fat doesn't make you fat. It's just that you think makes you fat. That's how you get fat.
They also claim, and I didn't realize this at the time, that you lose weight by not looking at fat people. Can you believe that? The cojones it takes to say that.
Wow.
That's sweet.
There's a huge problem in Mexico about the Spanish Simpsons, and we hate to see that go south.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow morning. Lisa May is getting her G shot tomorrow.
Woo.
So we got to
check. Or ouch. I'm not sure.
Tell you all about that. Islam in Your Face tomorrow, a new feature, and you'll never believe who's suing us.
I probably will.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good. Plus, don't forget the Fall Out Boy thing. It's happening all day today and all week this week. You get backstage passes for the Honda Civic Center. You get the key that could start the Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all coming up this week.
Our friend Kat Corbett up next at KRQ FM, passing to Los Angeles. She's got Phantom Limb, the latest from The Shins, also Incubus on the way, Offspring, Foo Fighters, and a brand new song from Brand New, all straight ahead right here on K-Rock.